Sirius 106 XM 149.
And on the Sirius XM iPhone and BlackBerry application.
Big time movie star, recurring artist.
Very funny comedian. Jamie Foxx is on his way out.
Hey, anybody want some of this?
Jamie Foxx is one of the baddest.
Because brother can't never give you your full problem.
I told Jamie he was going to be famous.
Jamie Foxx, you could act.
Jamie Foxx, he's got the voice, he's got the looks, he's got everything. I mean, it's unbelievable.
We like to party. Who likes to party?
Make some noise.
Oscar-winning dramatic actor.
We've been blessed with the opportunity to have a drama lane.
Comedian with hits on the big and small screen.
It's hard to believe the guy on the screen is the same goofball I see at the comedy club.
I'm the innovator and the motivator, the originator of this stuff.
And a chart-topping sexy singer.
May I say it, baby, you have the voice of an angel.
Winning actor, he's a multi-platinum recording artist,
Grammy-nominated singer, a critic, stand-up comic.
So you're just taking over show business, apparently, huh?
You know, I'm doing my best.
And the Oscar goes to
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Please welcome Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
The next president of the United States, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, say that one more time.
Once again, Jamie Foxx. Comedy legend, Jamie Foxx.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna make a do with a do, baby.
My
yeah! Oh! It's Friday!
Yeah!
History making day!
Yeah! Here
yeah.
we
Go
come!
Somebody's throat yeah. today!
Here we come!
Coming at you!
Yo,
who the
yo.
Fuck is this?
Paging me at 5:46 in the morning.
I was crack
dawning.
How was Stern?
Cold out my eyes. See who's this paging me and why? It's my brother Pop from the barbershop.
Howard Stern. Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Slow down, man. You got the capo. Remember them niggas.
Why does it sound like Bill Cosby right there?
One of the comedy.
Keep going.
Yes, my nigga, fame up in prospect. Nah, that my niggas all nah, love with
disrespect.
I didn't say
what?
Them. Leave them to some niggas that you knew from back when you was fucking trouble pudding. Now they heard you blowing up like nitro.
And they want to stick the wipe through your windpipe. Slow. Thank fame for wanting
how
me.
How would
sperm? You, I got the Mac.
Tell me
how
what you want to do.
Ah.
Niggas want to stick me to what?
What?
Jam. Niggas want to stick me
to what? Slaves.
Damn. Niggas want to stick me for my
sperm.
Paper. Damn. Niggas
want to be free, boss.
They heard about the Rolexes and the Lexus
Johnny
with the Texas.
They don't know who you are, Johnny Mac. Let them know.
I heard about the pounds that got Mac. Down in Georgetown.
Let
and
Howard Stern know who the fuck you are.
Half Virginia locked down. They even heard
keep
about
going.
The crib you bought your mom's out in Florida.
You must have got to him,
Johnny Mac. Call a coroner. It's going
to
be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing if my burglar alarm starts ringing. What you think all the jumps is for?
All purpose war.
Howard Stern. And I feed them gunpowder.
What?
So they can't devour.
Hey.
The criminal. Trying to drop my decimals. Damn. Niggas want to
yeah,
stick me
go
for
in,
my cream. But
go
the street things ain't always what it seems. It's the one that smoke blunts with ya.
What?
See your picture. Now they want to grab the gun and come and
Buster
get
Douglas
ya. I bet
of
the
comedy.
Won't slip. I got the calicoes with the
Buster Douglas of radio.
So I can rip through the ligament. Put the fuckers
Fox
in the bad predicament.
Don't
where
you
all
stop
the foul niggas
with.
Touch my chest up, feel my Beretta. Fuck what I'ma hit you with, you motherfuckers better dub. I bring pain, but
it's
ain't of what remains of his jacket. You had a gun, he should've packed it. Cocked it.
Howard
it's a clip in your pocket. So I can reload and explode all these assholes.
Oh,
I fuck around again. Hardcore. C4 to your door, no beef no more.
Oh,
nigga. Feel the rush.
What?
Scandalous.
Oh,
the
shit.
More we smoke,
Fox
I puff. The more dangerous.
We've been
I don't give a fuck about you or your weak crew. What you gonna do when the
speedy.
Fox will come with you?
Oh, oh,
I'm
yes,
not running.
Howard.
Nigga,
oh.
I bust my gun in.
Oh,
hold on, I hear somebody coming.
I hear Robin.
Her ankles are cracking.
Foxhole Radio, baby, we in.
It's
house.
Jamie Foxx, Foxhole Radio. What's going down? What's cracking?
Other than the crack in your ass.
Oh shit, it's a special day.
Why
it's
special?
A special day.
Yeah,
yeah boy.
Ooh, we in the house. We got shit.
Oh shit, Corey Holcomb.
In the house, we got.
Just to let the motherfuckers know, this is your boy Speedy.
Oh, you trying to get a little. Somebody got something on his mind. In the house, we got.
OG Poetess.
Smoke weed every day.
In the house, we got.
Lou Dix. Yeah.
Oh,
Fish Dick.
Shit. And yeah. In the house, we got the hairstylist for Howard Stern. Last name, Mac. First name, Johnny.
middle name motherfucker. When you see him out, you say, there goes
Johnny motherfucking Mac.
Don't show the tip of curls.
You want the long bangs or the short bangs?
You got the bangs in the back. How do you do that?
That's all. How you be, master?
Wait a minute. I'm not going to sit here and let you talk about my friend Howard Stern. Okay, that's first of all.
Are you talking about the dude with the living noon hot? Oh, fuck.
Let me tell you something.
You mean the brother like a mop?
No, I'm not going to sit here and let you talk about Howard Stern.
He's talking about the one. Talked about us. Yeah, you talking about the one that lost his first wife?
Because she saw his private part.
I mean, come on. What are you talking about? Come on. Are you talking about the one that's paying double?
Somebody said his makeup is as mandatory as his shoes.
Good evening and afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Lucius Kasem. I don't know if you've heard, but Howard Stern and the Foxhole Radio have got a little nasty feud going on. Tune in this Friday, XM 149, Sirius 106 on the Foxhole to find out where the bullshit started.
Yo, it's crazy right now. There's beef right now. The promos have been running. I think we have another promo to run, and that's our good friend Lucius Kasem.
Right, great friend of mine.
I had to call up because I said we need the right promo to get this thing going because there's a little bit of a feud, and I just want to steer clear of it. You know?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Last week, Howard Stern went hard at the Foxhole Radio, calling out Speedy and Johnny Mac. Howard Stern versus Foxhole Radio. Who's gonna win? XM 149, Sirius 106. This Friday, the score gets settled. I'm Lucius Kasem.
Who do you get these guys from? What's wrong, man? Fox, what's wrong?
Master. I can't believe how called Matt. Talking about what kind of crew you have over here. Come on. What
first
kind of crew you got over there? At least none of us in rehab.
First of all, this is
establishment. Wait a minute. What do you mean rehab?
Come on, man.
Who's in rehab?
Look, Artie Lang, let's not even go. Let's just tell the truth. I like Artie. He's a comedian like me. But Howard, you cracked on
happened?
The fact.
What
well, you know, Howard, he started burning that little spoon, you know.
Are you serious?
Are you saying allegedly?
You know, allegedly?
Burn that little spoon. And, you know, he starts off with a little coughing. And the thing is, see, if you loved and cared for them, because they all got emotional when it happened to Artie. Oh, Artie, we reach wish you for the best. But you all knew he was doing stuff, Howard, in the studio.
What was he doing? Listen, first of all. I'm privy to this knowledge.
Why do you carry a rubber band for no reason?
I'm trying to understand what you're saying. Are you saying there's drugs being done over there at the Howard Stern
Show? Hard drugs. I mean, here we got a couple crackheads, you know.
You've been to jail, John.
Got some drug dealers, but I would never.
Yeah, so it's tough. So my thing is this. Howard had a nerve to say that we all jumping on Jamie Foxx's bandwagon and
which
we're cool.
You should.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Howard doesn't have an Oscar. We're on that ride. The Oscar ride is a lot better than the radio ride.
I hate to say it, but it really
I'm
is.
I'm not on that ride.
And at the same time,
I wouldn't give a fuck about your Oscar.
Howard.
Fuck about your Oscar.
What?
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to sit here and let you talk about me like that.
Hey, man. Why not, Speedy? Your baloney has a first name, and it's Oscar.
Well, I mean, one thing about Fox, I do have one thing to say, Fox. I've been watching the TV One previews of you and the girl, Lisa Ray.
Lisa Ray.
Yeah, homie. I don't know who told you, don't pose near a horse that close.
Wow.
Because we didn't know who was smiling.
I'm telling you, the horse looked at you and was like, are you kidding me?
This is my competition.
That's what I'm saying.
This is what I got to deal with?
And you get something like, I was like, no, he didn't.
Yeah,
I heard the horse here. Can you go in stealth mode?
Wait a minute. Are you trying to compare me to the horse?
No. We're comparing the horse to you.
Yeah,
because we knew who the horse was. We knew his smile.
I just got an HD TV and it just did not work.
If I was Will Smith,
I wouldn't be going through this shit right now.
Well, no, I'm just saying great. You look great on a regular TV.
If
you
John would have had a license, he wouldn't have went to jail.
When it's high def, it just zoomed in on your mouth, and I was like. I thought this nigga had a mouth full of flat screens in his mouth.
And I watched Dream.
Who's the nigga with the computer teeth?
You know what you saying? His teeth look like White Castle onions.
Whoa.
Yo, Corey Holcomb, I'm not gonna sit here and take this and let you talk about me like this, man. Goddamn, Corey Holcomb. I'm not gonna sit here and let you talk about me like that. I mean, like fence for miniature dogs.
How many of y'all saw Dreamgirls, the hairline? You should wear some of that hair from Dreamgirls and use that hair now. But man, that hairline.
I'm not going to sit here and let you talk about my hairline.
I've never seen a hat fro.
A hat fro?
A hat fro. His fro was, it was like Keenan's.
Oh, not Keenan's.
Bud Light Joker today. I'm not going to sit here and let you talk about my hairline and let you talk about my teeth and let you talk about my goddamn career. Now, goddamn it, now Howard Stern is sounding a little more attractive right now.
No, you can never say Howard Stern and attractive.
Oh, my God.
And you look at Howard Stern right now, that's after the surgery, the nose, the throat, and the chin surgery. Yeah, that's after they worked on this motherfucker.
So wait a minute, you mean there's some spare parts running around town?
Yeah, that's his private parts.
Now, let me understand this, because Howard Stern is a dear friend of mine, and I'm not going to sit here and let you guys talk about Howard Stern like that. Now, I understand that Howard Stern did some jokes about Gabrielle Union.
Right. Sidibe.
Gabby Sidibe.
Same person. Same person. I don't
just
know.
More makeup.
Just more makeup. I don't know.
A little more
shit.
Depressed.
So.
A little more depressed.
Now, I'll tell you like this. I joke. I don't give a shit about who it is. It's only one person I can't make a joke about.
Who?
And she's just about to become of age, and I'm not going to ever say another joke about that person.
Oh, right,
but
right,
don't
right,
ever say that. Right. Don't ever say that. But I am going to joke about everybody. It could be Jesus of Nazareth. I don't care. I got to go in.
Right.
And so when I heard that, I didn't really hear what Howard Stern had said about Gabby. What exactly did Howard Stern say?
Well, he claims that... she's the most enormous fat black chick that he had ever seen.
And that's not true. That is not true. There's a couple of black chicks that I know.
But he also said he grew up.
I banged out last week.
He said he grew up with a bunch of preciouses, so.
He grew up with a bunch of fat black women?
That's what he said.
Pretty much.
I don't believe that.
But when he grew up, he also made note on his show that he got beat up every day for no reason. He's from somewhere
by
in
Long Island. Fat black women.
I wonder why he hates fat black women right now.
Shit. Yeah.
So you mean he
beat him with a Miss Butterworth bottle, nigga?
Hilarious. Go.
Well, he claims that everyone's pretending that she's a part of show business and she'll never be in another movie.
And right, we want to just show that we do our research here, Fox.
Yeah,
she has a movie coming out called Yell in the Sky.
Bam.
And she also has a TV show.
I got so many jokes.
called this is pretty bad. Called Big C.
Stop it.
Starring her and the killer whale.
No. It's called,
is the Big C for calories?
It's called Big C. It's on Showtime.
So the thing is that when I hear the comments and I heard some of the stuff he said, I don't care about jokes because
right,
that's what
right.
we do. I'm going to get everybody. When I came in, I did a joke and where I played, I'm going to tell you something right now, Precious.
Right.
Let me tell you something right now, bitch. You're trying to take my man and I'm not playing right now. And I do jokes, but my jokes are, I would have to say, clever and they come from a funny. When I sit up and I work on a joke for 6 weeks
and then
come in presented, that's where I'm coming from and I get everybody. The one thing I think I'm confused.
Okay.
I'm confused, Howard Stern. Because I think I am a fan of yours, but I'm confused on when you went at the Foxhole and you said we weren't relevant or nobody listens to us.
Yeah.
And if that was the case, then why are you talking about it?
Right. So apparently somebody been listening.
Because the thing is like this. I love Howard Stern and I love the other little
mini-me
nigga bitch over there.
The one that have sex with meat in vegetables.
Yeah, but here's the
she
thing.
She said she had sex with meat.
But here's the thing, and the thing is that when we tell jokes, we got to be able to take jokes, my dude.
Right.
And the thing is that I'm not gonna go at you like you went at us and said that we didn't have ratings or we didn't have prescribers. I said we on the same team.
Right.
You got so mad.
Yeah.
You went against the team.
Right.
Like, we on the same team saying we ain't got no. And the thing is what it
said
is.
Johnny Mac ain't shit.
And I don't know how. I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
I'm trying to stink.
I really felt like telling on. But the thing is that Howard Stern, I'm happy that he's getting dangerous again at least.
Right.
Because we haven't heard from him in a long time.
He's been on heroin.
Allegedly.
Oh, no.
We ain't heard from since the Bee Gees had a red carpet sale, man.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that's true.
You can tell. tell by the way I comb my hair.
I'm a woman's man.
I mean, and that was the thing. It's like, I had been waiting on Howard to get dangerous and be relevant again, because really, he's not as hot as he used to be.
Yeah.
Well, and that's just sincere. And so we want to get him.
But his curling iron is.
He's dealing with a lot of insecurities. He's dealing with a lot of insecurities. If his wife hugs a handsome dude, they fight that night at the house.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
But you know what else can help Howard? The health care bill is going to help Howard, because all of his older listeners can get new oxygen tanks.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, it's like Howard, I mean, it's like I love him. I said, but, you know, it's not as hot as it used to be.
Right.
Like, I don't fear... like how we used to be scared, like, don't say anything against Howard, because, you know, he's had a lot of pull, and it's not quite like that anymore. But I'm pulling for him, and I want him to get back hot. And if coming at the foxhole is what you need to do,
right,
come
on,
get
with
ready.
Let's rumble,
because we don't back down from nothing, man.
Not that motherfucker.
But at the same time, you know, that's my friend, so I'm not gonna sit
Who's
here
your
and
friend?
Let y'all.
Who's your friend?
I was Stern.
I did his show, man.
You did?
I did his show.
And I
went in, and I didn't know it was gonna be a roast of a Klans member. They was roasting the Klansmen, and they said nigger in that room about 600 times.
Are you serious?
Why did they do something, Corey?
I was outnumbered, motherfucker. The white boys can swing, too.
Apparently so.
But then Robin didn't have your back? What was Robin like?
She was
swinging. And Robin confuses me, too. I mean, I think Howard referred to us. Let's get to the transcripts. What did
because
Howard
I,
say?
To Robin. Transcripts. Ironically, she has a lot in common with Precious. She
I know,
was
but
once
what
a-
did Howard say? Because we're not privy to play what Howard said on our radio camera.
That's
why not?
Or if someone had their iPhone and played it, or played it off of their computer, we could play what...
We could say, what the hell is that playing? Well,
no,
what,
the rule what? Is we can't play any parts of his show, but he's been playing our show all week.
White man, be ruling. Niggas with attitude, who you fooling?
I guess we got to get a better deal at this bitch. That's real talk. God damn,
maybe we are. He called us, Johnny Mac, he called us slaves.
Yeah, so you were the master.
He agree with parts of that.
But everything he says, Robin and the Heron dude, what's the dude that was on Heron and tried to stab himself?
Artie Lang.
Wait a minute,
what
do
you mean, stick him up?
Wait a minute.
The dude took a stab at stand up and
wait,
it,
wait a minute. Yeah. What are you saying?
The dude, wait a minute. What's
Hold
the dude's name?
Can I ask the question?
Okay.
What are you saying right now? You're saying that somebody tried to commit suicide?
What's his name?
Artie Lang. And I hope he's
wait
doing
a minute,
better.
Wait a minute. What are you saying?
All I'm saying is he took his shirt off and said this is a good place for a sticker.
That's the drug addict, right?
He said he's going to take a stab at comedy and see how it works. That's all I meant.
Oh, no, so, Johnny Mac, I'm not going to sit here and let... Now that's low, Johnny
When
Mac.
The last time you put on your makeup with a machete? That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. I just asked a few questions.
He didn't have magic shave, so he went with the straight razor.
So I guess if he... I guess if he drink Bud Light, he's leaking?
Bud Light joke of the day. We're going to take a break, and we coming right back. It's Foxhole Radio. The gloves are off. Howard Stern, I'm still your friend, man, but it's getting hard for me to do this thing. Holler back at me. Foxhole Radio, what's cracking?
Other than a crack in your ass.
You know you're looking at a
hustling to the stage and fucking perform. Bustling through the hay and busting the door. Making up the misses, I must have been scored. Speaking of the misses, I'm watching them pour. Just like a drink that I'm enjoying. And don't mean much, you're welcome to joy. Just look at me so, feeling like joy. Oh, on the bay, finish that on the top. But you just don't get it yet. I don't get cut. I make them cut the check. Can't hear me in the stands. Let me say it again. Shit on the side, but you just don't get it yet. I never got that, but I'll make them cut the check. So hate on me, but guess what? I feel like I can't miss.
I'm a winner. TVs, the screens, the DVDs, the CDs, the MP3s overseas. I got no time to talk in this bar. Just look at me so, feeling like gold. Oh, hold up, I ain't seen this yet on this top, but you just don't get it yet. I never got cut, I make a fucking check. Can't hear me in the stands, let me say it again. Oh, you ain't heard on this yet on this top, but you just don't get it yet. I never got cut, but I make a fucking check. So hey, don't guess what? I feel like I can't miss.
Ladies and gentlemen, you about to get blessed. Are you ready for a female comedian to come and set the motherfucking record straight? Give it up for Cheryl Underwood.
We're gonna start with the politics, we're gonna hit you with some current events. We got our minds out on whatever go down.
Cheryl Underwood.
On the next Cheryl Underwood show, we'll talk about online erotica and internet dating fits. Who pays for this shit? And misogyny. On the next Cheryl Underwood show. That's what we're doing on the Cheryl Underwood Show.
Tuesday, 10 p.m. East, 7 p.m. West. Here on the Foxhole, Sirius 106, XM 149.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-997-4485. That's 800-997-4485. 800-997-4485.
Yeah.
XM 149. I'm so baffled right now. It just stopped the music right now. I'm a little hurt.
Why?
Because I thought Howard Stern was a friend of ours. I'm really not understanding. You do a joke about Gabby Sidibe. I come in and do a joke about Gabby Sidibe.
We laugh.
And then we do jokes about Howard, and all of a sudden he gets... He's so sensitive, and the way he was talking so reckless, and
right.
He was really putting a strain on my friendship.
Right.
Yeah.
And as he called you guys slaves.
Fucking losers.
He called you fucking losers.
Assholes.
Assholes.
Fuck face. And he should never say nothing about somebody's face.
Yeah, but he, why?
Say never. We didn't use not our brains. You look like an aardvark, nigga. You should never say faces.
He called you fuck face.
Called me a fuck face. Fang wow. Face called us fuck face.
Wow. And then Robin, this, I mean, we got a black president.
She don't know.
And Robin just, I mean, that was really a house Negro move.
Right, yeah.
And I'm being
friendly. She would have never been a house Negro.
And I'm being very friendly because they're friends of mine, but some of the things that were being said
hurt my feelings.
So serious.
Look here, America, call in. 877-2106-106 is the number. Let us know how you feel.
Yeah, who team you want to be on? That's what we want to know. Would you want to be on the Jamie Foxx whole team or the Howard Stern team from the 80s when they wore mullets? You want to be on that team?
And Robin even went in on Oprah.
What?
Yes.
God damn it, that's it.
Hold it there, Fox. Don't
worry. Went in on your girl Oprah.
No, she didn't. That's my woman.
Oprah's lying.
No, that's my woman.
And saying you're going to have a brilliant career. So.
Wait a minute.
Called Oprah liar.
Wait, just somebody play some music right now. I need to get you some music right now. I want them to play
here's what they think about you.
Wow.
Wow.
Give me Ice some Cube. Ice Cube.
Wow. Right.
Give me some Ice Cube right
here's
now.
Here's what they think about
I want to get some Ice Cube. What did she say about Oprah Winfrey?
She said, and Oprah's lying and saying you're going to have a brilliant
Talking
career.
About the young lady.
And then Howard went behind her and said, yeah, Oprah's another liar, a filthy liar.
Wow.
She's telling an enormous woman the size of a planet that she's going to have a career.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, that's where the gloves come out.
That's your woman. Man.
I'm not going to let this honky.
This
I'm not going to let this old fame. I'm not going to let this colonizer.
Ooh.
I'm not going to let this colonizer talk about my
woman,
Oprah Winfrey.
Right. Oprah.
Because just the other night, Oprah and Gail and I were having a conversation.
Wrong song, yo. Wrong song.
And I want to tell you right now, that's where the gloves go. How dare you fix your mouth? Didn't Oprah Winfrey give $50 million?
Yes, she did. And then he said, she don't even drop our name or even mention us or not like that on her show.
Yeah, he said that Oprah built the company out of millions of dollars with her channel and pretty much hasn't bought any subscribers.
But isn't that an anomaly?
What, say it again, Fox?
I don't know what I'm saying.
Hey, but then he also said, Fox, that we would not be on if it wasn't for him, that he's the reason Sirius is on.
Yes.
Read your notes again, Lewis. Read your notes.
That's what he said. I listened to him, Speedy.
Yeah.
Read your notes. There you
All
go.
Right. All right.
My fault. 877-2-106-106 is the number to call.
So you mean to tell me that she went in Oprah? And what else? Read on. I need
Robin.
To know.
Well, Robin went on. Robin brought up Oprah, calling Oprah a liar, because claiming that she lied to Gabby at the Academy Awards, saying that she's going to have a brilliant career.
And she got two. Didn't Robin have problems with her dad?
What?
Wait a minute. Let's not go that deep.
That's what I was trying to say earlier, is that she has a lot in common with Precious. She was once overweight. She was once black.
Right. Oh, Bud Light Joker today. Give me some real Ice Cube shit.
And
some real Ice Cube shit.
She was
no Vaseline.
Also molested by her father.
And I'm just saying, people always look at that.
But he
as
died
a,
of Alzheimer's.
He died of Alzheimer's. People look at that as a negative thing, but I'm just saying, there's nothing more precious than to see your dad leave your room happy.
Oh, that's terrible, Corey.
There's a light side to everything.
Oh, no. Nah,
he said he had
up.
Alzheimer's. He probably forgot it was his daughter.
Corey.
Yo, first of all,
Corey.
I can't let you go that deep.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Robin
Corey.
Was probably happy to see her father take a good nap after spending time with her.
Corey.
I'm just saying. You guys,
Corey, you are out of line.
No, this is what?
You are out of
Corey,
line.
That's
she
out of line,
she admitted to that.
She admitted to
but
what?
She said that on the air.
Wait a minute. In certain parts of town, you can buy videotapes of guys spending time with their daughter like that.
Oh, Corey, no.
I get tired of regular television.
That's must-see TV.
That's not right. That's
Corey,
not me.
You
That's,
are wrong.
Yeah, stop,
no,
Corey.
Wait
stop.
A minute. Now, we can't be lower than they are. No, we can't let them talk about Oprah, and then you sit here and talk about this. That's tragic.
And Robin also read about the meat.
You can't get closer to your father than that.
Robin's going through stuff.
Man, I don't think that's
I got daughters. I'm not going to let you
Yeah,
do
I'm
that.
Not. And she's got six cats, man.
So it's obviously like pussy. Somebody like a lot. I'm just saying she got six cats.
She had problems when she was in the service, too, I heard.
What happened?
Right. Yeah, she was honorably discharged. That but she served 7 years in the Air Force. So.
That means that's two discharges coming from her.
Comedy coming out.
As you can see, Fox Hole Radio don't give a fuck. Oh, we're going hard right now. It's Jamie Foxx, Fox Hole Radio, XM 149, Sirius 106,
Call
plus
in.
Crackin'.
I'm gonna crack your ass. And Robin has been known to pleasure herself.
With what, John?
Well,
what
she saying? Has admitted to using meats and vegetables to pleasure herself when she was in her 20s.
Pass me that carrot.
Now, when the last you had a roast beef in your pussy?
I think I want to have a mixed salad.
That bitch wear mini skirts to the supermarket. They holler at this nigga in the frozen aisle.
Got a whole Marie calendar up in her ass, nigga.
Lady, get that meat out your purse.
That with his mouth open. What are you talking about? Wait a minute. This is something that I didn't know.
You didn't know this?
Wait a minute. These are heroes of mine.
understand this, that I've been following Howard Stern since the 80s, since he had the show with the girls, since he was hot, since Robin was, and I would give Robin a pass, even though I felt that that was a little, you know, a little house niggerish.
Right.
But I gave her a pass because they were hot. But you mean to tell me all of this was going on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did she get therapy for this? I mean,
Make sure you eat your meats and vegetables. She was like, really?
Wow.
Well, she goes to Ralph's Supermarket.
I'm just saying.
Well, maybe it was just a fetish. It says here that she did this in her 20s and 30s.
I do nasty things too.
Like what, man?
I have a little thing where I have this rubber hammer, and just at the point of climax, I just tap the top of the dome just to make sure I get all of what's in there out. It's just a little rubber hammer, like right, just a couple of right on the top, just to get it out.
You said it was a little hammer.
Yeah, it was a little hammer, but it makes my dick look bigger, so I roll with it.
One day I was taking muscle relaxers, so I jagged off with Icy Hot.
It worked for
you. I needed that in my life.
I'm just saying, she used meats and vegetables, nigga. That's all I'm saying.
I understand now that Howard Stern is upset. And this is what I hope. I hope that we both get hot from this. I hope that this feud gets us hot because, you know, I mean, to be honest with it, you know, Howard hasn't really made a big splash in a long time. So this is a... Would you agree?
I hear that he's was being looked at for American Idol and going back to terrestrial radio.
Oh, he's get because
American Idol, American Auger.
What I mean, why is he going back to
Auger? Like Auger, like Trick.
All right, you
Auger.
Yeah, I'm not saying Auger.
Johnny Mac, he might have a point with you. I don't know if we need you next week.
But playing the devil's advocate, he's pretty much saying that Hollywood would not hire someone that looks like
Gabby Sidibe.
Can
I tell you something about Hollywood? Since I am in Hollywood, and I'm not just on a radio show,
right?
So understand this: you can't comment on Hollywood because you don't know what Hollywood is like.
Right.
There are several people that used to be hot that aren't working. Mm-hmm. Whether they're fat, whether they're skinny, whether they're small, it doesn't make. Wesley Snipes used to be hot.
Right.
He's not fat. He's not skinny. He has a hard time. All of us have a hard time in Hollywood because it's a recession. They don't do as many movies as they used to do.
Right.
And that's just how Hollywood goes. You never know. You talk about somebody being fat or somebody being black or somebody being successful. Oprah Winfrey has always had a weight problem.
Right.
And she's a billionaire.
Right.
So that's something that negates what you're talking about when it comes to being successful. Hollywood, no one has a pass where you say, well, oh, look at me. I still got to go out there and hunt for shit and search for shit. Look at my man that won the Oscar, the black kid that was in Jerry Maguire.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
I mean, he's skinny. He's skinny. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that have won Oscars. What's my man's name that kissed Halle Berry?
The light-skinned dude?
No, the
Billy Bob Thornton?
Jamie Foxx.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Adrian Brody. After he won his Oscar, he didn't work for years.
Right.
Damn, so yeah, it's right, not bro. Really that. And the thing is that when you're doing jokes, I love jokes.
Right.
But when it becomes a little sensitive, it seems like now, Howard, you're letting us get to you.
And it didn't seem like he was joking. It was more of an...
No, but that's Howard Stern's stick. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, that's his thing. He goes hard. I mean, but it just seems like...
But if you go hard, you should allow somebody to go hard at
you. That's what I'm saying. If you could give it, you got to be able to take it. And at the Foxhole, we love to give it! Holler at me, Foxhole Radio, XM 149, Sirius 106. We're going to take a break, and we're coming right back.
Now let's play Big Bank, take Little Bank. Trying to diss Ice Cube, it wasn't worth it because the boomstick picked your ass so perfect. Cut my hand, I cut them balls because I heard you like giving up the draws. Gang banged by your manager, fella. Getting money out your ass like a motherfucking ready teller. Giving up the dollar bills. Now they got the villain with a purse and high heels. So don't believe what Rin say because he's going out like tooth the kid take. But I got a whip on you, Toby. Used to be my homie, now you act like you don't know me. It's a case of divide and conquer, cause you let a Jew break up my crew. House nigga got a running high, yelling Compton, but you moved to Riverside. So don't front,
MC Ren, cause I remember when you drove a B210. Dope guy's a motherfucking joke. Let you on the scene to back up the first team. It ain't my fault. One nigga got smart and they whipping your asshole apart by taking your grin. Oh yeah, the villain does get fucked with no Vaseline.
Fitzpatrick from Animal Intuition on SiriusXM Stars. My show is about communicating with your animals. I can help you understand what they're feeling and thinking.
Are they happy?
Yes, they're all very happy. Whether your pet is living or passed on to the spirit world, I can help you and your pets communicate and have a happy and healthy life together.
If you could talk to him and convince him to quit fighting.
Animal Intuition with Sonia Fitzpatrick. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. East, 3 West on SiriusXM Stars, Sirius 102.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 175,000 miles, with a vehicle service contract about to expire, or no automobile breakdown coverage at all, due to a decline in the economy and major car companies filing for bankruptcy. Automobile Coverage of America has announced a revolutionary, low-cost coverage plan that is now available to the general public to save consumers thousands on auto repairs. Drivers with less than 175,000 miles who are covered will not have to pay for a vehicle repair bill again out of their own pocket. Now we pay the repair bill directly for you. This is the automobile breakdown coverage that is sweeping across the nation. That's a fraction of the cost that dealerships are charging. Drivers who activate this coverage will also receive roadside assistance, towing, and car rental at no additional cost. Call us today for a free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. Number to call is 800-585-4980. 800-585-4980. Again, that's 800-585-4980.
Reynolds to three.
NCAA tournament is down to the Sweet 16, and SiriusXM has you covered. You'll hear every possession, every big shot, and every buzzer beater. Now on SiriusXM.
Holy cow, what a game.
For game times and channels, tune to Sirius Channel 184 or go to Sirius.com/howtosports.
He jams it.
It's the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament on SiriusXM Sports.
Don't miss a moment.
Yeah!
God damn. The bigger the cap, the bigger the pillar. And when dealing with
yes,
the
sir, we're back.
Got to know
Stern called Johnny Mack and Speedy from the Foxhole Radio Show a couple of niggers. Speedy and Johnny Mack fired back and said, as curly as Howard's hair is, he's got some nigger in him, too. We will get the score settled this Friday. XM 149, Sirius 106 on Foxhole Radio. I'm Lucius Kaysen.
Oh, that's my man, Lucius Kaysen.
And Lucius funny. Lucius funny.
As you can see, it's a battle. It's Howard Stern versus Foxhole Radio. It's crazy right now.
And he's telling me he don't know who I am. My kids know who I am, all eight of them.
Well, yeah. You're leaving all three right. out.
Sounds, oh, my bad. Yeah. I left three out?
That's
leaving a few out.
That sounds like a joke I would do.
That wasn't good, Speedy.
Yeah, we got a phone call, Speedy, to bail you out of that
horrible joke.
Yeah, we bail you out. We got my man D-Mac from Carson.
Go ahead, D-Mac.
What up, D-Mac?
D-Mac, how?
What's happening, Foxhole?
What's up, baby?
I've been listening to Howard since 1992. I'm 35 years old, so I grew up with him. I'm a black man, grew born and raised in L.A., but I tell you what, the man is completely honest when he gets on that air, and I really respect and appreciate that. Yeah. What I would like to see, as I when once Howard leaves at the end of this year, the Foxhole takeover.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about.
D Mac for president.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Mm-mm. You gotta take Howard's lead and come with the honesty. Come with the raw honesty. You gotta tell what happened with Claudia. You gotta tell you gotta get Johnny Mac and Speedy on that comedy corner on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. Give some real deal to your lives, to your situation that you got going on at home. We need to hear her pull this voice a lot more. There's a lot that you guys could take from Howard Stern and push this thing all the way through.
Did Howard pay you?
Did Johnny Mac?
I thought he was my friend. Cut him off. Cut him off.
I live alone. So ain't nothing going on in my goddamn house.
That's what I'm saying.
877. Oh,
go back to Facebook.
Yeah, we got another phone call. We got
sounded like he was naked when he was
right. Public school.
I want Johnny Mac and Speedy to come over to my house and braid my hair. I want more of POTUS because I like her name, POTUS. It rings true to me. And I just want to say I've been listening to Howard for the longest, and I'm really just
I don't know what the beef is for.
He helped me get through my transgender. Yeah. I have a couple of more years before it's official, and I will be officially a woman. And I want to be able to come on the Foxhole and express that.
Now you got. Then we got another phone call. We got Miles.
Can we screen these fucking calls?
Miles from Texas. What up, Miles?
Shit. Hello,
Miles. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on,
man?
Damn, I'm following this motherfucker. What's up, James?
That's what I'm talking about, nigga. Holla.
Goddamn. Well, hey, I'm gonna say it like this. First of all, that I got serious because of Howard.
Yep. Okay.
But I discovered y'all through Howard.
That's what I'm saying, Miles.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
You almost got cut off.
So the thing is that I like both of y'all. I like both stations.
Don't get cut off.
But it's like, it's two family members arguing, fighting. You don't know who the fuck you going with. I'm like, I like Jamie.
You better
like
go with the niggas. Right.
But,
yeah.
You better go. We got a black president, boy. Right. Don't make us hunt you down.
I'm with you. I'm just saying.
If there's any doubt.
Okay, how you saying it? Like, let's get focused real quick. All right, first of all, the whole thing was about...
Don't tell me get focused. Hold on, wait, hold on just a second, boy. You don't tell me, boy, I'm running this shit here, boy. Who's next? You don't tell me get focused.
Better pay your car note, nigga. 877-2-106-106.
Maybe we shouldn't have went to the phone. Shit, maybe we ain't what we thought we were.
These are Howard people.
Go in there and call in.
Yeah, I'm about to say, okay. I ain't got that many minutes left, nigga. I got a boost mode. Hey, we got another phone call. We got Lala from Cali. What up, Lala?
Lala, holler at me, man. Shit.
What's up, Foxhole?
What up with you?
I be listening to you guys all the time, and I listen to Howard Stern, too. And he was saying about Gabby that she wouldn't be the leading lady in any kind of films. And he said Oprah is always the fat chick and the fat friend. She only did two films, and she was the fat chick in the film. She was the friend in the film. And he's saying Gabby going to be like that. She's not going to be the leading lady that men want to be with in the movies.
Well, I feel like Robin, I mean, great career, Robin, but you're going to be doing what Ed McMahon.
Wait a minute, but what's the point? Here's the thing. I think you're missing what we're saying. I don't give a fuck about jokes. Right. I think that's the thing. I don't care about jokes. I love jokes. Right. As a matter of fact, I made the jokes, the Notorious Precious joke, and I stand behind it because I get everybody. That's not the point. The point is that where we got beef is right now, we got beef with Howard Stern because after we said something about Howard Stern came back at my people.
Right.
And to me, I'm a Howard Stern friend. Right. You know what I'm saying? But it seemed like he disrespected me.
Right.
And that's all I'm saying, dog.
Right.
Yeah.
He was kind of on your tip though, Fox. Yeah. He didn't go there with you.
He did.
Yeah. He was nice to you.
Oh,
nice to you.
Shit.
It was us.
Okay.
He clowned.
He really liked me.
He likes you.
Well, I take everything that I said about Howard Stern back. I had no idea that he actually complimented me.
Yeah,
I thought he called me
he
a jiggable also.
He said you were
also.
The only one that has talent on the show.
That's right.
Well, he's right. First, let me stop this right now. I had no idea because we can't listen to Howard Stern's messages or what's on. You know what? The guy has a great head on his shoulders. And I compliment him.
So are you throwing us to the side, Fox?
Just, not at all, man. Keep the jokes going, dude. Does he realize how hot he just made Foxhole right now? Right. I don't even think you understand. People are calling in and listening to us that have never called in and listened to us. Yeah. Thank you, Howard, for freeing us. It's Jamie Foxx, Foxhole Radio, XM 149, Sirius 106.
We got another phone call. We got Doctor from Florida.
Yeah.
What up, Doc?
What up, Doc?
Yeah, what's going on, Foxhole?
What up with you, baby? Jimmy?
Yeah, I got two quick comments. Hey, Jamie, where are Braxton at first so I get on Howard?
where's Braxton,
Braxton
at?
He on commercials.
Yeah, I think he's doing he some commercials right now, man. He's trying to get back.
Watching this life.
All right, well, let's move on, all right? Yeah, so I don't know why Howard Stern came at y'all like that, because Howard Stern ain't been hot since Louis Dix been in black and white on the follow.
You should see Louis Dick's face right now. He thought you were going to give him a compliment, and his mustache just fell off his chin right now.
He's looking like Howard Stern right now.
It was in Apollo. We got, that's funny.
Hey, but you know what? You know what? I got to say this. I hope this gives some heat. If Howard Stern can use little old Foxhole, who doesn't have any subscribers.
Right.
Nobody's listening.
And nobody's listening right. to us. I hope this gives Howard Stern a chance to get back to where he used to be. Yeah. And that's where I want to see him. So if I could lay down the sacrificial bunt and get thrown out at first base
just to get him
so
to third.
He can get back home and get to back to where he used to be, because that's where I want to see Howard Stern. I want to see him.
Back with Allison?
That's his first wife?
His first wife.
Oh, my God. Let me just pay this man a compliment before you cut me off, Johnny. That's what he was talking about. We're a bunch of coons over here if you just let me get this out.
You said you wanted to go back where he used to be.
That's what I'm saying. I want him to be hot.
His new wife is too young for him.
You calling our listeners nobody? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Howard, is he calling our listeners nobody?
I think he did call our listeners nobody, and if you feel like you're nobody, you guys should call in right now.
Low Life, call in. Let them know who you are, nigga.
877-2-106-106.
And if Howard Stern needs to jump on little old Foxhole.
Right.
keep jumping on us because, you know, I mean.
He calls you Master Jamie.
There's nothing wrong with that. I feel like that when I come in here. I do feel like this is my plantation and I do go to work if I only had a whip, you know. But my thing is this, is that if that's what he needs to do, I mean, that's what you need to do.
Yo, we got another phone call. We got Miguel from Chicago. What up, Miguel?
Shot down.
Miguel, what's up? What's
Shot, up, what up?
What's going on?
I just wanted to say, man, that I listen to both of y'all, you know, both channels.
Thanks.
And
appreciate that.
Y'all are definitely hot. Everybody know that. Now, Howard, you know, he was upset because everybody was jumping on his case, but he said something about Gabrielle, and I think he was more concerned about her health, you know.
Stop that bullshit. He wasn't. Now, listen, if you listen.
Why are you caring about Artie Hayes?
Wait a minute. First of all, if you listen to Howard Stern, you know good and well Howard Stern don't give a fuck about nobody.
Right.
And that's great. And that's what we are. We want to eventually be the Black Howard Stern. That's how we came on to this format. And that's why we're not. Listen, if Johnny Mac, you got to understand how our show goes. I'm here the whole time while they're going at Howard Stern.
Right.
I'm here the whole time. This is what Howard Stern doesn't know about our show. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to everything that happens, and then I come on and do the precious joke to alleviate the pressure off of Howard Stern.
Right.
Because I was doing this for Howard Stern. I'm going to do the precious joke so that they understand that we are going to do jokes about everybody.
Right.
The part that we don't understand is that now that he gets hit by us, now he wants to come at us, and he doesn't understand. We don't give a shit anyway.
At all.
We'll keep joking for the rest. This is what we like to do.
And he was saying that we were suck asses to you because when you came in, we started agreeing with you.
Yeah.
But the truth is that Notorious Precious joke, that shit was funny. It got over almost a half a million hits.
But here's the first of all, just
he got half a million girls.
Let me tell you something about Howard Stern. Understand this, bitch. It's time to straighten the motherfucking hair. You've had the same fucking hair since 1986 when niggas was riding in white Irox. I'm gonna tell you right now, Howard Stern, you fucking with the wrong bitch, nigga. I don't play around. You and that stupid bitch, Robin, understand this. I'm running out of air, bitch.
White Irox, man.
I'm going to tell you, nobody listens to you, Howard Stern, except white boys with mullets. Understand? You used to be hot. Hey, baby. Hey, Howard, baby. Hey, Howard, baby. You used to be. And another thing, bitch. You got motherfuckers over there committing suicide and shit. Let's just think about what's going on right now. How are you treating your people over there, Howard? That's all I'm saying, because we treat up. I'm running out of air. Fox on radio.
Yeah.
We don't give a fuck
at
man.
All.
That's how we go.
What Jamie is trying to say, basically, we like a fat bitch with AIDS. Ain't nothing you can do to me. Ain't nothing you can do to me.
I'm like Joker today. We're going to take a break.
That's what Bud Light is about, what we doing right here. Oh, having God. A good-ass time.
All the
right,
time,
baby.
With
man.
Friends.
Go ahead, man. We gonna take a break, man, and come on back, man. Look, Howard, we love you, baby. Let's keep this thing going. Read it. No, matter of fact, this how unorganized we are. We ain't got no break.
So Howard was right.
Yeah, he's right. We ain't shit. We're just a bunch of niggas.
Now, I must talk about
fresh
this.
Fresh off the talk. Plantation.
I had a little get-together at the house.
Really?
This weekend.
I didn't
even
know you had a crib.
That's why you didn't invite us,
Speedy. You're talking about the apartment.
I invited some of my little chubby girls, came through, and we played a little Scrabble.
Right.
We got the Scrabble going. We got the Bud Light is flowing.
Did you play Scrabble or Scramble?
I can spell, nigga. I played Scrabble. But anyway, we played Scrabble. We got the Bud Light flowing all over the place.
Well, but Speedy, why are you drinking, Speedy?
Well, hold on. Let him say.
Well, I'm drinking Bud Light because I like the taste of it. Really?
And it's light and refreshing.
Yes, it is. And it's something you have when you have friends around, you're having a good time. So anyway, we're playing Scrabble, and one of the girls said, well, do you have a friend? I said, I do. I said, I should call Louis Dix.
Ain't this a bitch?
No, I said, Johnny Mack.
There you go.
What?
So I called Johnny Mack.
There you go, Speed.
But the line was disconnected.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. Man.
So we get to playing Scrabble, right?
Right.
So we're playing the Scrabble, and we're playing. I said, well, let's do strip Scrabble.
What kind of Scrabble?
Whoever, strip Scrabble.
Script.
Script. Or
stay
strip.
Focused.
Strip. As in bacon strips?
Shut up.
They are big girls.
Somebody said Scrabble is what you heard when they got naked.
So anyway, I said, well, hey, whoever spells the longest word has to take it all. Hey, you got to take off all your stuff.
Yeah.
So I spelled drinkability.
You spell.
I spelled drinkability.
But Speedy, wow. Drinkability is not seven words.
Nigga, stay focused.
Yeah, that's not really.
They all got naked when I spelled drinkability. They didn't know what the fuck going on.
Right.
And one of the girls said, here we go.
And she took all her clothes off.
She took off her moo-moo, and then what happened?
It went down.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Speedy.
Yes.
Are you at the end of this bit that is going fucking nowhere?
No, you don't know the cue. What's nigga, the cue? Because you wasn't in the meeting. Okay. Let's try it again. And the girl said, here we go.
Yeah, hey, Speedy. All right.
Now
we're
going to go to
you
prank.
Need to come to the meeting.
Master.
Howard, you're right. These motherfuckers ain't shit.
I love Bud Light.
Fucking fat bitches is not a form of execution.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, Speedy, because somebody was talking about, you know, how you got these names, like people do 68, 69.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Foxhole Radio Show, a couple of coons. Speedy and Johnny Mac fired back by saying Howard Stern had tampon hair. Tune in this week when it heats up on Sirius 106 XM 149 on the Foxhole Radio Show.
It's Jamie Foxx, Foxhole Radio.
Oh, yeah.
What's cracking?
Other than cracking your ass.
XM 149, Sirius 106. That's our man, Lucius Kasem, who heard about this little feud with Foxhole Radio and Howard Stern. I mean, this is really big.
Yeah.
And the thing is this. We have nothing to lose.
Because you already said we ain't shit.
We really ain't.
Well, I am somebody.
And if you were actually watching what was going on during the commercial, you'll understand how bad it is.
But you know what? But that's what we work with. We work with, that's how we get down
that's
with our shit.
That's how we get down.
That's how, it's organized confusion. That's how we get down
go
with
ahead,
our shit. We don't need them. We got a phone call right now. You know what I'm saying? We got my man, Chris, from Ohio. What
yes,
up, Chris?
Chris, talk to us.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
So, ladies, ladies, my comment is, fuck Howard Stern.
a real nigga on the line.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, fuck his long, funny-looking ass. Foxhole is the reason I got serious and the reason I kept it.
Wow, that's big.
Thank you.
You know what, man? We're going to send you the DVD of Private Parts, bro.
Yeah, we're going to send you a Howard Stern DVD Private Parts so you can use it for a coaster. You know what I'm saying?
Fix that table that keep leaning.
Fix the table to keep leaning or something like that. Brother, thank you for calling in and supporting the Foxhole. And this is where I take issue.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is where I jeopardize our Howard Stern friendship.
Okay.
And it's not like we've hung out a lot.
No.
I haven't been to his crib.
I don't know his hairdresser.
Hilarious. I just feel like now that it's not cool anymore. It's not cool anymore.
Sexy.
And I gotta move on. And at the same time, we are on the same station.
Right.
But you know, this is war.
The smiles are phony now, like a bitch you left at the hotel and saw again.
It's all going bad.
They also wanted to know why we use the N-word so much.
Nigga, please. The reason that I use the N-word so much is because I'm on Sirius. It's no censors. And I don't even have to, listen, it's a black thing. When I say the word nigga, you automatically know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just by saying the word, I don't even have to use
the rest
sentences. I could just say nigga. Like ask me how the club was last night.
How was the club last night, Fox?
Nigga.
Oh, it's off the chain.
You automatically know that.
You know you should have been there.
Yeah. Now ask me, was there some girls in there with some big asses?
Some bitches in there?
Nigga.
Oh, they fine.
Now ask me, did I get some pussy last night?
Did you hit?
Nigga. You know right there, they ate my chicken strips, drank my goddamn Moet, and left me right where the fuck I was.
And on top of that, Howard Stern uses other people to say the word nigga. That's why he had that Klansman in. You just saw him. He was clapping when I was in there. Everything that Klansman was saying is what he wanted to say.
What was the Klansman saying?
Nigga.
But you know what?
Nice neck.
But you got to understand this, though. I love it. Yeah. I love when someone can go hard. I love the fact that Howard Stern goes hard. I love the fact that he's getting back at motherfuckers. I want him to be dangerous as shit. And Howard, I'm asking you, please let us come join your show.
Yeah.
We do a huge, like, just mosh pit of bag offs, and we just drink
Kumbaya.
Fucking Patron and drink Bud Light. I'm sorry.
Smoke Bud.
Yeah. And for those
And for those that do cocaine, you know, let me go to the bathroom, man. and let's make this an event, man. Let's make this an absolute event, because I love the fact that Howard Stern is dangerous again. He's back. Yeah. He's back on his game. And Foxhole, we applaud you.
Fuck that. Do the cocaine in our face so we can see where your smiles come from.
One more call.
We got one more call. My favorite call of all time. Great friend of mine. We got my man from Alabama, Mr. Low Life.
Low Lizzy.
What's happening, man? You got all these weak-ass niggas calling in talking about they love Howard Stern. Nigga, you know I'm finna lay it down. Hello?
Yeah, we're in.
We dozed off. First off, man, let's talk about this cotton-picking-ass bitch, Robin. You know what I'm saying? They freed the motherfucking slaves in the 1800s, you know what I'm saying? But this shit still cooped up in a goddamn glass box. You know what I'm talking about? So they didn't come out the door. And this nigga, Artie, when the last time you heard of somebody OD'ing on heroin? You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't even do no shit like that no more. Niggas stop that since New Jack City was going off. You know what I'm talking about? Some cocaine. You know what I'm talking about? And they talking about Gabrielle, you can come to Alabama, Shoshana, and you can ride in my lap. Come ride down here.
Thank you, Low Lizzy.
Thank you, Low Life. Now we are going to interpret what Low Life just said.
Please do.
The cotton-picking Negro, Robin. The slaves have been freed since the 1800s, but yet she still stays in a glass box. And to Gabby Sidibe, you can come ride in my brand new Cadillac anytime. Low Life. Jamie Foxx, Foxx already. Now, here's the thing. We go hard. We don't care about not going hard. That's what we will always do. The thing is that Howard is going to do a trick, and I love this trick that he does. This is fabulous what Howard does. What Howard does now is he takes all the little snippets from what we say, and he builds it on his show. So all you hear is honky. See that? See that?
Nigger.
That's amazing. Right. He called me a honky.
Race call.
Then he'll say, nigger. See, they're calling themselves niggers and monkeys. Which I think is brilliant, Howard. You keep doing it, man. That is so smart. It is so, how would I say?
Honky-ish.
Huh?
Hunky. That's what hunkies did.
Yeah, yeah.
They did that shit to me in court. They didn't show when my wife was talking crazy. They just showed when I hit her.
That's called
fuck like joking to J. Corey Holcomb.
That's funny.
But for all you listen, but for all you true listeners out there, please keep listening to Howard Stern. Please keep listening to the Foxhole Radio.
Yeah, go buy Fox's movie.
Please go out and buy. No, listen, I really love Private Parts. I think he did a great job in Private Parts. I wish Howard would have done more movies. I don't know why exactly that he stopped.
His face.
But the great thing is that, and go buy Robin's book. I hear she has a book out. I'm not for sure what the name of the book is.
Ooh,
it's
called Daddy. Daddy.
It's called Sit on My Lap.
Daddy, do I have to swallow?
Usher did the soundtrack.
Daddy's home. I have to say, we have reached a brand new low.
Yeah.
I have to agree with you, Fox.
I got to say this. Lewis Dix, for that comment, you might have to be banned for at least a week. I don't know if we can get by with that.
Bad one.
And here's the thing. We love it. We know that Howard is going to play all of this on his show. We know that he's going to cut it up and slice it up. Now, unfortunately, we can't play what Howard says about us because he has something in his deal where he can't be rebroadcast. Is that right? And so, Howard, thank you so much for blowing up the Foxhole, man. Please, man, call me. My number is 818-7. Holler at me.
Where do you live at, Fox? Give me an address.
I live right over on the Oak Crest Drive.
How many acres, Fox?
It's about 40 acres, and it's right across the street from the... So make sure you come check me out. This has been absolutely great. For serious.
I think this is great.
Yeah. And please, Howard, please play everything. Please play the jokes. Please play us asking you to please let's all get together and just have
a
great time. And this is what I got to say. Remember when they push and shove, it's only love.
It's only love.
It's Jamie Foxx, Foxhole Radio, XM 149, Sirius 106. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about a couple of
great issues, healthcare,
yes.
Barack
yes.
Obama,
yes.
And then we'll be out.
I really want to be all up in your head. Yeah. Cause what I got you gonna want to get some. Yeah. But girl, that's only if you ain't scared. Baby, I won't knock. Won't ring no bell. You just put that bottom up in the pants. I'll get you hot. I know you won't so well. Is it you say daddy's home for me? And I know you've been waiting for this love in your day. You know your daddy's home and it's time to rest. Yeah, so you ain't got to give my love away. So my lady say, Shawty, you already know what it is. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sex, yeah. Can't nobody do your body like this. Oh, I won't knock, won't ring no bells. You just broke that bottom up in the air. Said I'll get you high.
She wrong.
I miss you too.
Put that on your ring zone. Told her when I get shot, I had a Range roll. But I'ma take it back if she ride lame home. In that little house that you want, I'll buy you two of those. $105,000, baby. That's just too show. Have you ever made love with your neck froze? With all CVS down in the earlobe. Stay out the Maybach, baby. Don't play show. I would've fought you,
but
once.
You wanted to be blow.
Take your shoes off.
And I'll rub your satin zone.
Let me pour Kool-Aid
on you real slow.
And I kiss it all.
Is you say daddy's home?
Foxhole Comedy Corner.
Broadcasting live in the Western Hemisphere of the globe.
Check us out, baby.
Foxhole Comedy Corner is your boy Speedy.
And it's Ricky Harris.
Next, we're going to be talking about the Final Four.
March Madness.
The girls.
And the guys.
Okay, we'll do them too.
Yeah.
So check us out. The Foxhole Comedy Corner. Wednesday night, 7 on the West, 10 on the East, baby.
Foxhole Radio. Sirius 106 XM 149.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs the service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call now for your free CD. 800-286-5273.
This works. Call the number.
Call for your free CD. 800-286-5273. 800-286-5273.
Dance music has exploded throughout the world.
And today through Sunday, SiriusXM's Area has kicked off 5 days of exclusive coverage of North America's premier electronic music event,
Miami's Winter Music Conference.
Hear the biggest global DJ spin live.
Plus interviews, updates, and the sexiest parties live.
Today through Sunday at noon Eastern.
Area.
Sirius 38.
The best age for your child to learn to read is during the first 5 years of life. Kathleen discovered this fact firsthand.
A friend of ours recommended a Your Baby Can Read series when we had our first child, Jacob. Never thought anything of it. We plopped him down in front of it.
Your Baby Can Read worked amazingly well.
When Jacob was 3 years old, he was reading at second grade level. He turned 5 in July, went to kindergarten, and in 3 weeks he was moved to first grade.
Kathleen knows it's no coincidence.
Because we have 3 children and all are reading on a high level. School is very easy. Straight A's students, maybe 1 or 2 children, but all 3, probably a successful video. So bam, it worked.
Did Kathleen have to work at it?
No, I didn't have to do a thing. Your Baby Can Read definitely gives them a life skill that can never be taken away from them. It's been invaluable.
For a limited time, you can receive a completely risk-free trial of the Your Baby Can Read program. Call now and we'll also include 3 free learning gifts with your risk-free trial. Call 1-800-790-6014. 800-790-6014. 800-790-6014.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-997-4485. That's 800-997-4485. 800-997-4485.
Who got the cool in the game?
None of my champagne and said I couldn't dance. And I said, what's my favorite word?
Bitch! Why you gotta say it like short? Bitch!
That's what I do.
That's my ring tone.
I do that in church.
We did a show with Too Short.
Yeah.
But we did a show with Too Short. And he's gonna do a live show. And wow. He's going to have his own show right here on Fox. So you can tell that Howard Stern is right a little bit because we were very unorganized. We got flashcards telling me what to say.
And niggas
wait a minute. Let me set the video. And not only this, but listen, we're going to start video streaming the Foxhole.
Listen to this. And my manager's rolling his eyes right now, and I don't give a damn. We're going to start video streaming some of the Fox, so I won't be on it because I have another career I
got
to make.
You got the Howard Stern contract.
But other than that, listen, listen. Too Short is going to be hosting his own show on the Foxhole.
Yeah. Yeah. What's his
and
favorite
also,
word?
Also, my future baby mama.
Who's that?
Stacy Dash.
Stacy Dash.
You said Precious.
Did you say Precious?
Hilarious.
I'd hit that too.
Somebody said Robin.
I would. But let me tell you something. Stacy Dash, who is my future baby mama.
You see her Bud Light commercial?
Brother.
It's hot.
You come on. Bud Light commercial? Are you kidding me, man? We just after dinner, man. Holla at your boy, man.
You didn't get
you
it.
You want to smell my finger?
Daddy's home.
I took it all the way back to sixth grade on you, player.
You didn't get that.
No. Okay. No, I'm very. This is very respectful.
Because I have her number.
This is very respectful. Stacy Dash, I want to give a shout out to you. We went to the Oscar parties together. You looked incredible. I looked like whatever. you made me look good. But now the heat and the steam has built up for her serious radio show. Now here's the thing for all of you guys out there. For one, her promo shot is her no clothes on.
What?
With a microphone.
What?
In the bed. That's how we doing this. And the reason that we're going to start video streaming because Stacy Dash
she used to holding shit like that while she naked.
Yeah.
Since she was clueless.
Yeah. Listen. First of all, Foxhole just say shit.
Go ahead on.
And as you can see, we get everybody. But here's the thing. Stacy Dash is going to be doing her show. The content is going to be about women. Self-empowerment, right. Be about makeup.
Corey won't be on that.
Corey Holcomb, I'm sure he has something to say about that, which we needed a balance because Corey's show is just a little bit different than that. Which, by the way, everybody is loving. But Stacy, let me get focused here. Stacy Dash is coming to the Foxhole. She's going to do something for this, especially for women, that is like none other. She's going to be talking about makeup tips. She's going to be talking about how to keep your body together, how to stay, even if you're not a size one, how to still have confidence and things like that. And she's very, 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 very excited to do it. We tried to kill Stacy Dash while she was here, and she was absolutely cool. She was real G-Woman. Yeah, that's amazing because she travels. She speaks with an English accent sometimes, and next thing you know, she speaks with a New York accent. She's well-traveled, way, way, way better than Johnny Mac. And the thing is that...
First of all, I am well-traveled.
That is true.
Yeah, Southwest. Pen to pen.
Yeah. Southwest knows me by name, Speed.
Are you saying Stacy got a lot of mileage?
Wow. She need an overhaul?
Wow.
Ovary overhaul?
Now, wait a minute.
Hold on. You know, I respect that.
Then if you respect it, then you wouldn't say things like that, Johnny. Motherfucking Mac.
I respect it.
But here's the other thing. She's going to be doing her own show. We're working and getting it together now. She's absolutely excited about it. And... She asked, could she say the word pussy? I don't know what that was about, but I was like... I'm definitely tuning in the day that you actually say it because I really want to know because, I mean, let's face it, everybody, even guys and girls, have had a crush on Stacy Dash. Yeah, so the Foxhole is growing. Wow. We're trying to make a name for ourselves.
Right,
and things are happening. We have a young lady here. Holla, introduce.
It's Kim Caldwell hanging out with the
Foxhole.
Yeah,
we have the same.
Wow.
Kim Caldwell is in the building.
What up, Kim?
And let me tell you something, Kim. You're very attractive.
Very beautiful.
Thank you very much.
That's amazing. Very beautiful. And where do you hail from?
Bay Area.
Yeah.
What part?
Yo.
What part?
Frisco, baby.
Oh, yo, give me some 340 right now.
Jesus Christ had dreads.
Yeah. Give me some E-40 right now. What's the name of that song?
Jesus Christ Got Dreads.
What's the name of that song?
Tell Me Where to Go.
Tell me where to go. Tell us what you're doing here in L.A. right now.
Well, I'm hanging out filming an episode of My Black is Beautiful, and I'm also celebrating my girl Fatima Washington's birthday, so happy birthday.
Fatima
from
just
the
turned
Foxhole.
22.
All
right. Hey, Fatima just turned 22. I remember I got Fatima drunk as hell one night.
When she was 18?
Hilarious. Did she start singing?
Yeah, she did a lot of things. So you're filming My Black is Beautiful.
Yeah.
Speak on it. Turn down E-40 just a little bit.
So Sorry about that.
We'll have the opportunity to be in a fashion show where they're celebrating an up-and-coming designer. And this particular designer also is a cancer survivor. So I'm really excited about that.
Wow. Shout out to chemo.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's have some type of dignity. Black is beautiful. Are you with someone right now?
Meaning?
Uh-oh. I mean, do you have a man?
Yeah, we all agree.
You got an Oscar. You ain't got to answer that.
Yeah,
this. No, I mean, I try to be respectful.
Why?
Drop all the blocks from the house.
I don't want to see my car. Like that. I want to see my car in the jungle.
You know they do at the Foxhall.
You never know.
I'm from the Bay.
That don't mean
that don't mean anything. You give it up on the second day.
Drop off two blocks from the house.
Be like, I'm from the Bay.
All the Bay means that you burn a whole lot of incense. That's all it means. Just burn a whole bunch of fucking incense and smoke weed. That's what the Bay means.
Thank you. A lot of Eric Badu. What part of San Francisco?
Birkenstocks.
Fillmore.
I know what it is.
Fillmore. Yeah. Johnny Max from Richmond.
I'm from Richmond.
Yeah, my whole team is from Oakland. Marcus King is from East Oakland. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
East my mom.
I know Marcus.
LaRonda Sutton is from, where you from?
Vallejo. That's where all the pimps are from. Yeah. All the pimps is in Vallejo. Yeah,
they still wear the Jesus Christ out there. Have you ever seen the Lord Jesus?
I'm from East Palo Alto.
East Palo Alto.
The Lord Jesus.
I want to say this. Here at the Foxhole, you know, we're known for talking a whole lot of shit. We're known for being just a bunch of vagabonds and just, you know, just
heathens.
Which, you know what? I actually embrace that.
Me too.
I don't know about you, but
yeah. Heathen?
I actually love it.
Me too.
Being called a heathen. Because
free weed.
We got free weed. Get to drink on the job. I mean, and every once in a while.
Sex with unsuspected bitches.
A little fellatio in there.
I'm proud I got a bitch who get wicked.
Where'd that come from?
That's what the Foxhole gives you.
Listen. But we did do something very special here for a lot of people who don't know what Foxhole was about. When Barack Obama was down 30 points,
right.
We did a very special thing.
Right.
We really went in hard because we thought that he was the best candidate, and he is the best candidate. And now it's turned out to be a wonderful president. And we got the word out. I want to congratulate everybody. Mm-hmm. I want to congratulate Barack Obama.
Right. Yes.
I want to congratulate Democrats, Republicans, liberals, independents. I want to congratulate everybody for getting the healthcare bill passed. And this is a big thing.
Yeah.
Woo! I got healthcare for me and my kid.
Yeah.
And now you can use their real names when you go to the hospital.
Here's the thing.
You operate on man.
Here's the thing about Barack Obama. He's had a tough job. But I think things are looking up for him. But what we need to do is we really need to support right now, because a lot of people are giving you the wrong information about healthcare.
Yes.
And a lot of people have special interests. A lot of people are getting paid from different pharmaceutical companies, getting paid from insurance companies. A lot of money being put in people's pockets to make them say that that America shouldn't be decent. And what I mean by that is, America should be decent by allowing everyone to have health care. This is a small step towards that. What it does to the common man, to us, when we're out just living, when you don't have health care,
right,
you risk bankrupting the whole system. And the reason I say that is that as I went to talk to people in Hampton, Georgia, at this hospital, I won't name the hospital. There were people in there that were conservatives, they were liberals, they were everything. And when I asked them about healthcare, they said, we need to get it fixed. And the reason that we need to get it fixed, because every person that comes in and does not have healthcare, it costs us hundreds of thousands of dollars. In order to keep those costs down, by everyone having some type of healthcare, it allows our tax money to really be effective, because we are paying for that. And that's what they don't tell you, that if you don't have health care, or if you do have health care, we still have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. So why not have a fixed health care, so that when your dollars are being taken from you, and I'm in the 47.5% tax bracket, so understand that for every dollar I get,
7%.
You know, that's 50 cents out of that thing. So we want to be more effective. We applaud you, Barack Obama, and I see here in the New York Times, he's holding Carl Rove's book, and he's holding
who's this guy here? Mitt Romney. He's holding the books. And that's letting you know that no matter how many bombs they throw at him and how many times they try to tear this man down, he still has a sense of humor. I mean, he's holding this guy's book in the New York Times, and we're showing this right now on our own video camera. So if you go check that out, and thank you, Democrats. I'm a Democrat myself. Thank you for standing up.
About time.
Thank you for getting some cojones.
Bulls
you know what? The Republicans were trying to do something where rapists can't get Viagra with the health care bill. And that's fucked up because, you know, that ginseng don't work for me.
Oh, are you saying you're a rapist?
No, he's not a rapist. Corey.
Are you saying you're a rapist?
He's a tree jumper.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
With fall, instant fall.
But there has been a lot of backlash for the politicians who did vote for the health care reform. They've been getting a lot of phone threads and emails and
one guy got spit on.
Here's where we become evil. Here's where we show the ugly side of America. Mm-hmm. Here's where we show the true ugly side of America. We claim to be a Judeo-Christian society. We claim to be Christ-like.
Right.
And this is what I say. We are the most fortunate society in the world.
Right.
It makes no sense to be 37th when it comes to health care.
Right.
There you go.
It makes no sense for you to spit on a person, for you to call and threaten to kill a person, because a person who had a pre-existing condition
as far as cancer
can't get health care. But yet, he or she worked on a farm somewhere in Missouri or Montana or in the South or wherever for all their lives, paying their taxes, doing the right thing, get laid off from their job, and now you say, we can't help you after you've contributed to this great country. So this is where we show our ugly side. I always use this. I ask the questions about health care and other things, but really health care, because that's what's been really the hot topic.
Right.
And as I ask the questions, I see people getting upset. I see one guy say, I don't want the government in my life, and F the government. And I see this other kid goes, well, I don't really know what the government is about because I wasn't growing up when they had the Cold War and things like that. And I see all of this anger, right?
Right.
And at one point, I was at this hospital. I said, let me ask one question. Where is the chaplain? Could we bring the chaplain here? Give me some Kurt Franklin right now.
Charlie
Give me some
Chaplin?
Kurt Franklin.
You mean the priest?
Meanwhile, explain to me
what's a chaplain.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The chaplain is the person who's at the hospital just in case someone passes away, comes up and prays. You know, he's the preacher, or whatever. The chaplain comes up, this lady, black lady. And was just absolutely amazing. Just her joy was amazing. And I said, could you do me one favor? I've been asking this question about health care. I want you to pray for us right now. Does everybody pray? And I said, and it doesn't matter if you don't pray for God. It could be Allah. You could be Seventh Day Adventist. You could be president. You could be whatever. But let's take a moment. The lady prayed, Johnny Mac.
Uh-huh.
And once she prayed, when people opened their eyes, it was a brand new look on their faces. Then I started to ask the questions again. Do you think we need health care in America? And it changed. All of the answers changed. And the last question I asked, I said, and you don't have to believe in this. You don't have to be a religious person to understand what I'm saying.
Right.
And I'm not making this a religious thing. But I said, what would someone like Jesus do? Would Jesus want everyone in America to have health care? Jesus who hung out with the criminals, the prostitutes.
Right.
Who hung in the streets, what would his answer be? And you know what? Everyone, even the hardest guy that was like, he's like, you know what? It's tough for me to answer that. So when you're out there spitting on people, and I've gotten the email, and this is why I'm addressing this.
Right.
When you're out there making death threats to people because they want your brother and your sister to have health care.
Right.
Think about what you're doing. It's Jamie Foxx, Foxhole Radio, XM 149, 106 series. You didn't know we can get down like that, did you?
I have a question.
Didn't know we had that, did you?
So, you didn't know we had that. Yeah, Johnny finna fuck it up, though.
No, I got a legitimate question. No, so you're saying someone that already has a pre-existing condition, so they're already sick.
Yeah.
They can't get health care?
Originally, you couldn't. But now, since this bill is passed, you can't. They can't deny you.
And I'll go a step further, because here at the Foxhole, my other manager, Jamie King, says, I'm so sick of y'all acting like
heathen
dummies. Could you always end up with something that has some type of substance to it? Here's the thing. I'll tell this story. My best friend, Chris Barron. You know Chris?
Yeah. Right.
That great cook.
Great guy, right?
Yeah. He ends up getting Crohn's disease. So they drop him from the insurance.
I have to pay every 6 weeks $8,000 for him to be alive, right? The amount of medicine is no bigger than this, no bigger than maybe an inch and a half. And they charged me $8,000 for that. He got sick one day. His bed bill was $90,000 for 7 days.
Wow. What?
So what I'm saying is that we can no longer allow them to capitalize on our bodies. I said everybody in America is given to America, whether you're black, you're white, Hispanic, Laotian, whatever it is, we're given to America. So we feel like we should benefit from health care. That's all I'm saying.
And originally they dropped him because he had the disease?
That's about that.
He gets the pre-existing condition. They have to do a physical. Mm-hmm. On the physical, you have to disclose. They find out he has a pre-existing condition. They drop him.
Okay.
While the pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies are making trillions of dollars on our bodies, I just think that it's unfair, and I'm glad that Barack Obama has done this, and I'm sure there's a lot of Republicans down deep that feel... Or not just Republican. I don't want to jump on it, but most Republican. Everybody that's against it, I'm sure down deep that you feel that this is a good thing.
What's the name of that medicine?
Lou Dace.
It's... go.
No, Lou Dace got a question.
Well, no, I was just a comment for those of you out there, and because they're trying to... The Republicans are trying to say that the IRS is going to come after you if you don't have health care and all that. That's not true.
That's a scare tactic.
Yeah, it's the same thing as if you put on your taxes that you own a home. You have to prove that you own a home.
That's it.
And that's it. So they're not going to come after you because they're trying to tell you that the IRS is going to come after you. No, they're not.
It's a scare tactic. Yeah. And also, the what you're talking about, the medication is called Remicade. And if I can go to Mexico and grab it cheaper, I would do it because I don't want to see my friend die.
Right.
And also, with the bill passed, things are happening right away. Even as early as this year, adults and children previously denied coverage due to pre-existing conditions will have access to health care. So
that's great.
And so I also hugged my auntie who got herpes. It's just a good
thing.
Oh, God. Oh, man. I just put that out there. Yeah,
what's a cold sore between two loved ones?
Johnny Mac.
So if I'm healthy like now, then how do I apply? Is it automatically given to me?
No, you have to go buy it. You have to get help.
You got to get sick first.
It's at a low cost, though.
Before. So I just go sign up somewhere. We got to do the research. I just go sign up and I automatically get it now. I don't know.
I don't know, Johnny Mac. We'll figure your whole situation out right after the show. Louis Dix, go ahead and do your thing.
Hey, that was nice music if I could hear this music. Because according to a recent study, 74% of men said they would have an extramarital affair if they could not get caught. Are you one of them, Corey? Of course. Would you have an affair if you couldn't get caught?
No, you got to get caught to see if your woman down with you.
Well, would you have a sexual relationship outside of your marriage if you could keep it a secret? Most men said they would.
Yes.
And I guess most women would because my wife did. At AshleyMadison.com, AshleyMadison.com is a dating service specifically for married men and women looking to have a secret affair. Why is Ashley Madison the best place to have an affair?
Uh-huh.
Because you'll meet married women who have just as much reason to keep your affair a secret as you do. With over 5 million members, can you believe Ashley Madison is the fastest growing dating service in America.
Why are you getting sexy, Nick?
It's 100% secure.
Oh, okay.
Completely anonymous. And free to join. So, if you're looking for sex that you're not getting... I'm trying to read this manly, but Jamie's singing behind me, and it's hard.
Hey, man, I'm comfortable with my sexuality, brother.
Why are you standing behind another man?
Okay, it's okay, brother.
Potentially exploit you. Instead, date a married woman who has just as much reason to keep it a secret as you do.
Nice.
Try today. Please. It's absolutely free.
Nice mustache.
I have a question on that, Luke.
Yes.
Actually, true.
So, if I'm having a secret affair on my wife, and she don't know about it, is that still an affair? Is it only an affair if she finds out?
Well, according to Ashley Madison, according to my home, yes, it is okay until you find out.
So if nobody finds out I'm creepy, then it's no problem.
That's right, and it's free. You can get free poontang at AshleyMadison.com.
And I'm on that site. I'm on that site, Father.
I got a question about that. I started going out with this girl like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm down at the Conga Room. And my girl's friend holler at me. She said, let's exchange numbers.
She said, hey, Johnny Mac.
She said, hey, Johnny Mac. She took my number, and then she texted me while I was in the parking lot. And then I go meet her at her spot, and I hit it.
Yeah.
My question is, who ain't shit? Is it a girl that ain't shit, or was it me that
don't
ain't
shit? Don't tell my real bitch.
Speedy, I mean, everybody had this situation.
Hey, John, you ain't shit.
I started feeling guilty about going through with the little side pussy.
You ain't shit, John.
You ain't shit.
But is it me that ain't shit, or was it a friend that wasn't shit?
Look who's in the house. Who's in the house?
Russell, Stephen Russell, yes.
True baby.
So worse than Speedy.
Yeah, nigga.
Hey, no. Hey, Stephen.
Open your throat up, nigga.
Right. Hold on, wait a minute. First of all, let's be respectful to our guests now.
Yeah.
This guy.
Stephen Russell's in the house.
Yeah.
Fox
from Troop.
Yes.
From Troop right now.
Spread my wings all I just
the nigga who used to have a mullet.
Yeah, that was me.
The dude that was singing in the bathroom.
hold on a second.
Singing in front of the Carter before it turned into
Nino
Brown's dope spot.
Just enough for the city I'm living.
Yeah.
Just enough. For the city I'm living.
That what the city
just enough. For the city I'm living. Just enough
spreading for the city.
Another brother wants to win the Hustler of the Year award. You know what I'm saying? You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Hustler. Word, I pull the trigger long. Sweat my stranger, every nigga's gone. Got my box, stole on the dope spot.
Yeah.
I know what's going on.
Huh. Is that what this is about?
Hysterical.
Huh. Over a fucking skeezer? I don't give a shit about that hoe bitch.
Man, you look soft, man. You treated me like I was spineless.
What the fuck happened to us? You letting somebody I'm giving a pipe to bother you? You bigger than that.
You forgot about us.
Yeah.
You fucked up.
We need to go back to the way we were, G.
You fucked up, G.
We need to go back to the way we was, G.
God,
fucked
help up. Me, I'm gonna you die. What? If I was you, I'd be looking for the pimples on the booth.
Yeah. You're murdering me now.
Yeah, shut up. You act like a fucking soap opera. Get the fuck out of here. Cancel this bitch.
I'll buy another one. What's the name? Had all the dope lines.
Ridiculous. See ya.
And I wouldn't want to be ya.
Hey, little girl, you want some cake too?
Who was that?
Look at you in here.
Yeah, that's
the one. Like you, God Almighty.
That old man really wanted to kill me.
Yeah, man, but Nino... I got your back, man.
Yeah.
I never liked you anyway.
I never get one day I just got high on that real, that red
ain't
double
nobody
dose.
Nobody sucked your shriveled up
dick. I go like this. The bitches. Oh, Lord, the bitches.
I had my Jimmy whack every day last week.
Shut the fuck up. Ain't nobody sucked your shriveled up ass dick.
Sit your $5 ass down before I make game.
If you don't know what we're talking about New Jack City.
It's way better than Brooklyn Finest, I think.
I like Brooklyn Finest. I like
shit
Brooklyn
Finest.
New Jack City. I mean, when this was my favorite part when I had.
Here we go, telling me now again. Here we go.
Sound like a Billy Goat.
Here we go. I helped Keith write that.
I love that song.
You should have helped me.
And what about
that.
This? Dum, 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 dum. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. When Guy was in the club,
hey.
This is the sound, and the party's getting down.
The bad thing is Aaron Hall still wearing no suits. I didn't see the thing on YouTube.
He's going to put a dog on you. He's going to put a dog on
This is the sound, and the party's going down. Can I come out there with you? I said... Can I come at that?
Tell the story, Pop, with that.
New Jack City.
Russell, what's happening with you, man?
I'm doing good, Jamie, man. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, brother.
I just released my new single. My new album is actually out. So
can
random.
We play some of that music right
man,
now?
Man, I wish you would, man.
Let's
I'm
play
bringing
for
real R&B back for the real R&B lovers. No Game. Some real shit back with this new Steve Russell album. Keeping it real to all the people who, you know, like me, I'm a guy who didn't have a dad, never seen his dad in his life. Music was my daddy. Charlie Wilson and Michael Jackson and George Clinton was my parents. You know what I'm saying? So,
wow. He said,
you know, I'm staying true to what, created me.
Did that trouble you? I mean, why did you not, your father passed away? Or?
No, well, I mean, my mom moved from Texas to Hartford, Connecticut at 18, met a 26-year-old guy who, kindly forced himself on her. So I was like a kid born almost out of rape.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
So, you know, there is a God and there
Stop
is a purpose.
It, Corey.
So I made it through all that. And I'm just staying true to the music that helped make me who I am, man. That's it.
And what kind of music is that, my brother?
You just got to be careful when you're
music, period.
That's right.
True music, period. That's you know, and I was created by all sorts of music from the Eagles to Isley Brothers.
Sleep on the Eagles. I got the best of.
This is like a hotel, California.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some guitars.
And so now this is real. Now this is what I want to do. I talked to my man Johnny Gill. All
right? I just talked to Johnny.
So did Eddie.
Getting ready to work on Johnny.
Oh, I'm just
wrong, man. You know he's hanging out with Barry Bonds. Now leave him alone.
Oh, come on.
Now, Tyler Perry said don't talk about
him. No, Barry Bonds should not be coming to a club with Johnny Gill late at night. Don't do that.
He had a girl with him, though.
No, I don't care. Come on. She was a fluffer. Come on. You
so you saying Barry Bonds got juiced?
Man, come on. Him and Johnny Gill, he was sitting up there just twirling his little head.
Wait. First of all, calls him gay. He going to go in on him.
Johnny Mac.
Literally.
He said he going to whoop.
Johnny Mac.
He going to go in on him.
He said he was putting hands up.
He said he going to put hands on you, motherfucker. And I got his cell phone number right now.
Oh,
I don't know if that makes me
what hands? Are they going to be
suspect?
Are they going to be open?
Does that make me
have lotion in them?
What is it? 187 do me?
Y'all ain't right. But here's the thing. I talked to Johnny. Johnny did a great thing downtown LA where he absolutely did this great song. He did the Black National Anthem and killed it. We talked about getting in the studio. I'm going to let him go in the studio. This is what I do for all my friends that are in the industry. I let them utilize my studio for free because I believe in the music. And so what I want to do, people like yourself, Johnny Gill, Tank, I mean, all my R&B heroes, Tyrese, I want to do something where, man, we descend down on Conga Live at the Foxhole Live, and we do all our hits. We'll set it up, and I think it should happen during the summer, just before I have to take off and go do this movie with Bruce Willis.
You doing Cop Out 2?
What the fuck? I don't care. Cop Out 2.
What movie you doing with Bruce?
It don't make a difference. Speedy, it's Bruce Willis. It's not you.
He makes you shave your mustache.
Chucky Booker?
You remember Chucky Booker produced all the Trio hits?
Yeah.
Me and Chucky just teamed up. We just formed a production company called Analog Babies. We're getting ready to breathe new life in R&B, brother.
Well, this is what we need. We need to have you guys sign on. We'll do a great thing. I talked to Stephanie Mills.
Okay.
I've talked to all of the R&B greats. And we're going to really make this great because our night has been great. Johnny Mac, we're getting ready to do a smash on Bobby Brown.
That was not my voice.
Do a remake of You Must Know from the Jason's Lyric movie.
So
we're getting ready to do some hot shit on Bobby Brown too, man.
And that's the thing.
Never
Bobby
say
Brown,
hot shit and Bobby Brown the same.
And Bobby Brown, we're just gonna move on through. We really on one right now on
Fox
O right now. But Bobby Brown, all of those guys, we want to do something special at the Conga Live. And if you're listening to us and you're in the LA area, every Monday night we do Conga Live. We have Babyface, we have El DeBarge, we have Bobby. We had Stephen Russell.
Johnny Gill.
We've had Johnny Gill. Yep. We've had
Music
we've
had, Soul Town.
We had music. Michelle. We had Chrisette Michelle. We had Anthony Hamilton. We had Lettucey.
We
had Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
We had all of these folks, and it's Foxhole Live. It's at the Conga Room right downtown. Go ahead. Give
go
me
ahead.
Some.
Yeah.
Turn this music up, please.
Can you sing that too? Can you sing it?
I'm going to let Jamie do it.
Know that, Fox? Oh, so long
for the night I pray that a star would guide you my way.
Okay, anyway.
Okay. Sound all like right. I'm playing.
Stevie just turned on
his hand. Hey, Stevie, I wanted to ask you, with your upbringing and everything, do you incorporate that in your music as far upbringing. As your father? Well, you know, he said he didn't grow up with
okay,
a father.
Okay, let me stop you right there. Yeah. Eazy-E is, remember, 15 years ago. You have Eazy-E's.
Eazy was one of my closest buddies.
Beautiful. Would you like to introduce yourself, Bob?
I'll introduce her. That's my homegirl.
That's your homegirl.
In the studio. Today marks the 15th anniversary of the passing of rap icon Eazy-E.
Wow.
And in the house with us is his widow, Miss Tamika Woods Wright. Welcome, Tamika.
Thank you.
It's been 15 years, and how are things going with you personally and the business?
Good. Blessed.
Good, blessed.
Good and blessed, yes. It's been a long, hard road, but it's good.
All right, so we know that Eazy passed due to complications to the AIDS virus. Do you feel that when that happened that brought a whole new awareness to the hip-hop community and the community in general?
Briefly.
Briefly?
Yeah. It kind of came and then went. Everybody's still making the same mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Now, Tamika's also the owner of Ruthless Records. What's going on with Ruthless Records?
Still here. Still independent. Still strong. Making it upstream. As quiet as it's kept.
Okay, so what are some of the acts and some of the songs we can look forward to? Anything coming out this year?
Yeah, there's a few artists. The main one is a young female by the name of Agena, and she'll be a pop artist with an English album, and she also has a Spanish album. She already had one single out with the group, Mana, and her Latin album will be out in the end of May.
Because a lot of people don't know that Easy had a lot of genres at Ruthless Records. A lot of people think he just did rap music, but he also had rock groups and pop groups on his label. And in fact, the Black Eyed Peas were once on Ruthless Records as Akbon Clan.
Yes.
Back in the 90s.
Yes.
This is still tough for you, isn't it?
Yes.
This is still tough for you. And you know what? You sort of forget the impact sometimes, and I know I don't. It's like, you know, when you hear Eazy-E record, you go like, damn, those were the days. And if you don't mind me going into it, during that time, I mean, what was your feeling when that was happening? Because I actually knew Eazy-E's doctor.
There's a lot of hurt. I was six months pregnant.
Wow.
And that was my best friend.
Wow.
My confidant, and someone I valued and I truly miss today.
Wow. You know, I got a funny story about Eazy. Funny story. I was working at Fox Hills Mall.
What?
Nigga. I was working at Fox Hills Mall. And I was in Video Concept. No, I'm sorry. I was working at Tom McCann. but I was next to Video Concept. So, you know, when the girls would come through, they said, oh, I ain't wearing them little cheap ass shoes. So I was standing like in between Video Concept.
So they don't know which one.
So they didn't know where I worked. But then I would whisper in their ear, I said, yeah, but we got 3 for $15. So you go down there to the other place and you see that it's too expensive. So they would come in just before we close and then let me get them 3 shoes. I said, what size are you? I'm a 6.5. And I look down and I see the bear claw. And I knew she was a 10.5, 11. But I was very smart. I bring the 6.5 out, let her try to squeeze into it. And I said, well, I got this one for you. She said, well, what's this? I said, well, this is our European 12. It's the European 6, but it was actually a 10. But anyway, wonderful story. I saw your husband come into Video Concepts. And at that point, you got to understand how big Eazy-E was. It was like seeing, I don't know, a ghost. I mean, I was like, and I said something so stupid. Man, you know who you is? I went up to him. I said, man, you know who you is, man? Damn, man. I was the old shit dude. Oh, shit. And I ran up to him, and I'll never forget. I actually helped him purchase a Video Concept because he had a check. And this is classic Eazy-E. He had a check with no name on it. And he's, man, they won't take this damn check. I said, let me see whose name. No name on it.
But you don't work there, though.
I said, hold on, Kat, let me work this out for you. And I went and chopped it up with the dude, and you know, they worked something out. And then shortly after, and I want to talk about this. Shortly after that, once he left, the cop stopped him. And I know that he had a very, like, strange relationship with L.A. and the cops and things like that. Talk about some of that. How real was that, you know, the fact that he was, like, public enemy number one at some point?
I would say it was real, but it was more or less judging a book by its cover. I don't think it was just that particular person.
Right.
It's what you see and you assume.
What do we don't know about? What do we not know about Eazy?
It's not so much what you don't know. I think people tend to forget that people are real people. It's what you see in a public eye. They have a private life, and I think people tend to forget that.
Wow.
So
his persona, was different from?
I think people from a distance, yeah, but once you got to meet him, you saw he was humble, he was real, he's down to earth. So it's, you know, there wasn't a lot of fluff, but at the same time, everything wasn't gangster. Everything wasn't hard. Everything wasn't an intimidating situation.
Right.
Yeah, Easy did a lot in the community. He did things like take busloads of kids to Disneyland. He contributed a large amount of money to various charities. And he helped a lot of artists. One thing I could say about Easy is it was hard for him to say no. He had so many people on his label that he couldn't possibly release everybody, but he couldn't just, he could not say no. He just had a big heart. And my last memory of Easy, and this was 5 months before he died, we had a party at my house, and he supplied all the weed. Thank you, Easy.
At the end of the day.
Listen, smoking with him was a job.
Yo.
He wouldn't let you quit.
He wouldn't let you stop.
Like, you try to pass the blunt, he'd be like, nah, smoke that. Nah, finish, hit that. Hit that one more time. That. Oh, that was my partner, man.
He's up in heaven now with some wings. He don't even need wings. He's just up there floating off the weed that he smoked during his whole life. That's amazing. Yeah. What else would you like to leave with us right now? What can we go to a website? How can we get a huge dose of Easy E? And I know the song that I want to play right after this. I want Cruising Down the Street and My 6-4. What could we
clocking the hole
do?
I don't know if it's necessary. You can Google it, but I think just now the Due Justice and Credit is beginning to unfold.
Right.
And
what is it?
Him getting acknowledged for his accomplishments and the things that he brought and the many doors of opportunity that he opened for many people. And I think once other artists that are high up on levels and reaping the joys of success and have gone through their own trials and tribulations can now be humbled in their own situations and be able to give proper homage, credit, and respect back to him.
Well, I have a question for you. Would you like to see like a movie done about him?
Yes.
That would be hot. All right.
I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jamie, would you play Easy?
I would.
I wanted to ask
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart could do
it. Thank you so much for coming.
It would actually be good.
We need an actor for that.
I have a 17-year-old son, and he listens to your husband's music all the time. Even though he's a nerd, he really loves it. And I wanted to know, what were some of the things that your husband read? I
wonder where he got that from.
Being a nerd?
The nerd part. Yeah.
What did he read?
Yeah, because I know I keep telling my son that these young men were so intelligent. They did a lot of reading. And
he did a lot of research, I think, more so in, he liked horror films, wow. Collected comic books, studied. If there was a certain subject or a situation, and he didn't know if it was a song about, mass murder, then he'll go research it, read it, and do all
and put it together.
And put it together.
Because a lot of these kids don't understand that these artists are very, very smart, and there's no way that they could pull a lot of this stuff off without having some type of type of noodle. This has been great. This is what we needed today. We're gonna go to break and we come right back. This is an extended version of the Foxhole today. We're gonna bring it up because we're gonna say this. Everybody, right now, let's take a listen to the man, the myth, the legend. We love you, Easy. Easy E in the building.
About noon, just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins, before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit by NWA. It was gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6-4. Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Get the fuck out!
Motherfucker,
say what?
Donald B's in the place to give me the face. He said my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Chase him up the street to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. And I wanna get ill, so I went to a spot where my homeboys chill. The fellas out there making that dollar, I pulled up in my 6'4 Impala. They greet me with a 40 and I start drinking. And from the 8-ball my breath starts ticking. Left to get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Went to her house to get her out of the pad. Dumb hoe said something that made me mad. She said something that I couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? Reached back like a pimp, slapped the hoe. My father jumped up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Around a telephone pole. I look at my car and I said, oh brother, I throw it in the gutter and go buy another. Walking home and I see the G ride. Now Cat is driving, Kilo on the side. As they busted a U, they got pulled over. An undercover cop in a dark green Nova. Cat got beat for resisting arrest. He socked a pig in the head for ripping his guest. Now G is caught for doing the crime, fourth offense on the boy, he'll do some time. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause
I ain't said shit.
Yo, we got, it's Jamie Foxx, Foxx on Radio XM 149, Sirius 106, and they said that I would never even come to my own radio show.
Who said that? Who said that?
I ain't gonna go into it. There you go. Who said go ahead, Paul.
Howard Stern said it.
Go ahead,
Paul. Oh, wow.
Yo, they didn't think we took this serious. Sperm. We take this very serious. We've had a great time. Go ahead, Portis.
No, that's all the best.
No, I was. That's just wrong. The other day I wanted to tell you I had a great time. I went out, hung out, and I had a date.
Really?
Wow. Yes. Not Kiwi?
Huh? No, it wasn't Kiwi.
What?
A
dude? Was
friend.
It a dude?
You had some no, strange fruit?
Oh. No, it wasn't a dude. It was a legit date, okay?
My bad.
All right. Nice girl met, went out. She's a vegetarian.
Okay.
And,
a lot of flagellants.
But like you know what? I was trying to go another level. So what happened was I tried to mack her, and I gave her some Bud Light Lime. Oops. Yep, and that's exactly what happened. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was cool. She had four Bud Lights. I had two. And then we went back, and my ex-wife dropped the kids off. So,
did you hit?
No, I couldn't because the kids came over to my one-bedroom apartment.
Would you have hit?
I think I would have gotten close, but I...
Tell us well, I could tell you something about my experience.
Thank
what
you.
Happened to me
please.
On a Tuesday. There I was at my crib. Somewhere on the 36th acre. And,
by Speedy's house.
Small bonfire, just a few people over. You've probably seen them on, in movies and television. And people got to talking about all the things that they rap about. Oh, this drone, and all of this champagne. And I said, I got a secret for you. And I went over to my second jacuzzi, which I sort of use as a sort of as an ice chest. I'm being real. I use it as an ice chest because I don't need two jacuzzis. So I had filled that ice chest up
jacuzzi
with nothing but Bud Light.
Right.
And I said, you know what? All that stuff they rap about don't mean shit.
Right.
Because right here on the 36-acre, watch what happens when you open that Bud Light lime or whatever that... that Bud Light line, and the next thing you know, they were like, "Oh my god! Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!" Next thing you know,
see, that's those special teeth you got. See?
And the next, and the next thing you know, it was a party at my house, and you know what it was? It was a Bud Light party. Here we go!
Yes,
here
we go! 549, thank you. 549, that was the true date.
Russell,
yes,
tell Steve us how Russell. We can get that beautiful album, and Steve Russell from True.
The album is available on my website, StephenRussellMusic.com. It's available for digital download. You can order the hard copy as well. It's on and cracking. Videos available on demand right now. BET Centric, all that. In a week, we cracking.
Wow, this is amazing.
And Troop is coming back, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. We're going to do
an album. We have a young lady. This young lady is very, very talented. She's very beautiful. She's sitting here right now. Yes, definitely. Beautiful, and I'm sure you're very young, so I'm not trying to hit on you, but
you are.
Is the last name Phenom?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Phoenix Phenom is in the building.
Yes.
Thank you.
She had some setbacks in her life. Turbulent youth. It wasn't going to get the best for her. In 2005, she won her with her Chicago bred son, Jukebox.
Song.
Okay. Yeah. They
reading sentimental.
This is the foxhole.
I don't
they
have
said
any kids yet.
You read that from what did that say? Chicago bred.
Yeah, Chicago bred song called Jukebox.
It says son.
That's you misspelled what, it. Yeah, okay. Jamie Foxx can read everybody.
Yeah,
they misspelled
somebody,
it.
Some whoever your people wrote this up for you.
Okay. That is on our part. Someone put son.
Yeah, you. I said I thought
Jamie's
you had. I thought you had a son in 2005.
No, I don't have any kids.
And you named his ass Jukebox.
And Twitter's a motherfucker.
Okay.
Jukebox, quit playing.
Let me reread this.
So you're good.
In 2005, your Chicago bred song, Jukebox.
Yes.
Garnered her the title Queen of Juke.
Yes.
Holler about that.
How you
Speak
doing?
Up. Open up.
Well,
hey, baby.
How you doing? So, like, so Juke, my song Jukebox basically gave me legs underground in Chicago in the Midwest. Yes, it's really fast, up-based tempo music and heavy dancing.
Can we get that up?
I'm a dancer, so you know what I'm saying. So you have to strong legs.
Yeah,
you know what
that.
I'm saying?
Yeah, you got strong legs.
Yes.
I love that.
Great and kick.
So that gave me my legs, and it turned into something really amazing. And before you knew it, I ended up getting on little independent tours here and there in the Midwest, and it blew up into something, and it actually made history. It was the first Juke record ever added in rotation. And radio was actually, you could
that's
see
amazing.
It on BDS. It was really cool.
And it's called Juke?
It's called Jukebox.
And that's
the 312.
That's the 312-773.
That's how we're doing the shot, baby. You know what I'm saying? Go to Goose Island, and get me some shrimp. You know what I'm saying? Understand that. Deep fried all. You know what I'm saying? Now, you've gone on to do other things. I hear, am I right? There's a little controversy going on. You wrote the song Boom Boom Pow, and Will I Am tried to steal it from you. So talk about that.
Okay. Well, what happened was in 2007, my song Boom Dynamite was created.
Wow,
and
Boom Dynamite.
Yeah, it's called Boom Dynamite.
I love that.
And I wrote this song
I'm going to tell a girl to call me that while I'm mastering it.
Boom
call
Dynamite.
Me Boom Dynamite.
Yeah.
Go ahead, now what happened?
I'm taking a penicillin pill.
So it was, it was created in 2007. It was released in 2008, and it was written by myself and produced by my producer, Manfred Moore.
Yeah.
And we did a great job. I told him that I wanted a song with heavy bass, very sassy song for the girls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I knew exactly how I wanted to go. I knew I wanted to be called Boom Dynamite.
Yeah.
I got that Boom Dynamite. Just something fun, you know, not a lot of substance, but went to the drawing board, wrote the song, and it was amazing, and we knew that we had a hit.
Wow.
Okay, so in that process, before that, Boom Dynamite had been made, I got offered to be a part of a compilation album DJ Ferris Thomas, who's a heavy hitter DJ in Chicago.
Heavy
very,
hitters.
Very legendary DJ. He's amazing. Asked me to be a part of the compilation album and had a lot of very amazing, you know, artists that had already made it. And he asked me to be a part of it. And I actually was really, really, really thankful that he asked me to do that. The name of the single was called Stuck Up. And so they wanted to get Fergie on the song with it. You know, so we were supposed to shoot a video together and everything like that, and it ended up not happening, and it turned into other people from Interscope being on the song with me. Ended up not happening. I never heard from them again. They also said they love my music, and they wanted to hear more, so we submitted them over 6 to 7 new tracks. And Boom Dynamite was one of them. So naturally, I was really, really, really excited, you know, looking forward to it as an independent artist. I was on Cloud 9. But after that, naturally, I heard nothing. Never heard from anybody again. And then 2008, I got signed to a little independent label called True Visionary. We released Boom Dynamite, did a little YouTube video, which did its purpose. The song had legs, and then when the legs, it hit its peak, the label that I was on died. And so I lost the momentum of that. Okay, so after that, a year later, I get calls from DJs all over, attorneys and people and fans, letting me know that my song was stolen, or they were asking if I did a song with the Black Eyed Peas, that I redo my song, they do a song with me. It was called Boom Boom Pow. So I got a call saying, you know, you need to go Google your name, Phoenix Phenom, the Black Eyed Peas. And I was like, what are you talking about? So I go on the internet and Google my name, and it pops up, four articles pop up, but the one that stood out to me the most was the one from the Source magazine that was written. And the article said, "Will the real Boom Boom please stand up?" Question mark, question mark, question mark. It was a very well-written article about the Black Eyed Peas, how talented they are, and their song is amazing and everything. However, they said something sounds way too familiar. And they mentioned Little Old Me in the song, Little Old Me in the article, about this is the same song and how my song came out well before theirs did. And I was shocked.
Now, can you sue them or no?
I'm suing them for copyright infringement.
For how much?
Can we play both of the songs?
You got them both?
Very nice.
I'm going to be...
Play.
Also, we had musicologists study the song, and I just to make sure that
musicologists?
Yes.
Smarter than us.
Musicologists.
Is he in the kingdom?
That's a movie. Dissected the songs.
That sounds like you went up, like up in the Himalayas and said, "Go, go, go." Sir, we need you.
Bring me the music. I will listen, and I will call you at 12 noon tomorrow.
Bring me the boom boom.
You bring me.
All right, here we go, Five.
Oh, here we go. Play Boom Boom Dynamite first.
Now that was her version.
I need your number.
That was
I got the
Phoenix Phenom's version. Boom Boom Dynamite. This Black Eyed Peas.
Gotta get that.
Start off the
gotta
same
get
way.
Get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that.
Gotta get that. I like it. There's the tattoo.
It's
easy to make some
Okay, stop it, stop it. That definitely sounds like they got you. I mean, what do you think, Portis? You're more of a music
I think it sounds
person.
Familiar. I definitely think it does sound similar.
I mean, I'm trying to be fair here because I'm in the music business and I'm trying to get a record from Will I Am, but I mean, still.
Let me see a song called The Boom Boom Room.
I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, it
Have you ever talked to Will I Am about this personally? Or?
At least knock his hat off.
No, I haven't had a chance to speak to any of them personally. Our attorneys are talking, and I also found out recently I did an interview with Jackie Jasper. He's a really cool guy. I don't know if you guys know him. But
no.
He actually said that that Will.i.am at one point in time was A&R for Interscope Records.
He was what?
An A&R recently for Interscope Records. I didn't know that.
Who was?
He said Will.i.am.
So he a lot of tapes or demos passed.
He was
him
saying
on his
music
desk.
Was sent directly to Will.i.am's desk. Yeah. I didn't say that. It was. Someone said that,
but you kind of.
So.
Well, you know
I
what?
Didn't know anything about that.
Here's what
at
I hope
all.
Happens. I hope it works out for you. I mean, I can't.
And I'm always fans of the Black Eyed Peas.
I'm huge
really
fans
talented.
Of them, and I'm trying to get.
You can still be fans.
And I'm trying to get
fan.
This little, you know, this
it's
little track down from this cat.
I hope you get it.
But. I mean, it just sounds, and we don't want to start controversy
no,
here.
Why,
Fox,
no,
why not? Because we're not a controversial.
Yeah, we don't want the boom boom to start in here.
But you know, they got mad at me though.
Why?
Remember they got mad at me?
Oh,
because
I
had brought up, I asked, you know, where were we going with music? And I said something about Boom Boom Pow, which I didn't, you know, it wasn't my it wasn't my thing.
Right.
And he stepped to me, and I feared.
He wanted the Boom Boom Bang.
I feared for my life.
You didn't fear Will.i.am.
Yes, I did.
Did he step to you as a listener?
He's a gangster, man.
Will.i.am?
Don't sleep, man.
Oh, yeah, he was on Ruthless Records after.
He's a gangster, man. Don't play
Will.i.am?
Don't play with Will.i.am, man. He's
a only, Will is only I Am Tall.
Yeah.
Man, listen, man, that's my dog, man.
I'm not.
No, but you know what?
Just steal it from him.
I'm sure, yeah, somebody's sending him one right now for you.
I want to do this. So someone told me that this young lady, Phoenix, can sing live.
Oh my gosh.
Can we get a little snap?
That's what he's saying, boy.
I'll sing one of my favorite songs that I sang recently. It's by Denise Williams.
Oh, great.
Silly. I love her.
I love her, too.
Me, too.
Okay, I'll just sing it.
Can you play it?
Yes.
No.
Oh, that's funny. I'll just sing the chorus, okay? Oh, love, stop making a fool of me. Oh, love, stop making a fool of me.
Oh! Yeah! Yeah, they stole that song from you. I believe you. They stole that. Instead of Will.i.am, it's Still.i.am.
Johnny Mac, I'm not going to sit here and let you talk about Will.i.am.
He stole the boom boom from the girl right there.
I'm not
the boom boom pal. He was stealing her style. I'm just saying what happened.
But he changed it to boom boom.
Pow!
Not boom boom.
You know what this reminds me of?
Now, they got McDonald's. We got McDonald's. They got the Golden Arches. We got the Golden Arches.
It's Jamie Foxx, Foxx Home Radio. Oh, it's been a wonderful day.
Nigga, we in trouble.
Yep.
Now we got Still.i.am mad at us. Howard Sperm is
but
mad at us.
But you know how we feel. We don't give a fuck. Shit. We don't give a fuck. It's Foxx Home. That's what they got us here for. Get out of here.
And please.
And Phoenix, listen, how can we get your music? How can we get
you can go on iTunes. I have a single out called Love Song,
yes.
And it's a ballad, and it's a very romantic song.
Yes.
And
how does it go?
It goes, when you're here with me, it's like a symphony, so beautiful, I don't want to let you go. It's like my favorite song that I always want to hear. Baby, you and me are a perfect harmony.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Hey, Fox, just beatboxing with the background moves. You got talent.
I was wondering, Jamie, if you can do me a favor. I know I'm not supposed to ask right now, but my kids are having an auction, and could you sign your Law Abiding Citizen DVD that I purchased?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, man. This is to help the kids make money. I'm sorry.
Why did you ask him on the air?
You know why?
Because he leaves right away. He don't talk to me after the air.
Because
Jamie has never spoken to me after the show.
Are you saying that Jamie Foxx does not fuck with us?
No, not y'all, but he does.
Because I'm gonna tell you something. There's one thing that he said that is true. I am massa. And you goddamn niggers better act right if you want to stay here on this goddamn foxhole,
this
boy.
This plantation.
Goddamn plantation.
I named my son after you, sir.
We sick.
Stephen Russell, make sure you give your thing out one more time.
Okay, www.stephenrussellmusic.com. The new album is available right now before its actual release. Get your copy. Real R&B is back.
We got Tyron Turner in the house, too. Minister Society's
going. Kane!
And get me some Mamacita. Dump, dump, boo, doo, doo, doo,
do.
So glad to meet ya.
I give me some of that right now. When I look to the right of me, I see beautiful LaRonda Sutton, so chocolate, so beautiful, runs the music department. It's just crazy. I see downtown L.A. with all the opportunities. I see Speedy Son, Dominique, it's going down. When I see to the left of me, I see Beverly Hills with all the opportunity and all of the green and all of the money. When I look at this room, I look at this room and I say the foxhole ain't going nowhere. When I look at this room, we gonna be here. Understand what I'm saying? Yeah. We gonna be here for life. It's the hot. It's the new thing. Get with it. I'm gonna tell you right now, when I die, heaven better be off the chain. Cause I'm having a ball right now. Foxhole Radio, we out.
Bustin' to the stage and fucking perform. Bustin' to the hay and bustin' the door. Taking up the misses, I must have been scored. And speaking of the misses, I'm watching them pour. Just like a drink that I'm enjoying. And don't mean more, but you're welcome to joy. Just look at me so, feeling like joy. Oh, but if I ain't finished yet, on the top, but you just don't get it yet. I don't get cut, I make them cut the check. Can't hear me in the stands, let me say it again. On the side, but you just don't get it yet. I never got cut, but I'm making cut the check. So head on the guest.